Hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexper Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You and subscribe.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We find ourselves at the end of another week doing our review of the hot hits in talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen with the charts for the week of August 3rd to the 7th under scrutiny. And I have with me several esteemed broadcasters. Interesting how the deck chairs are changing. I didn't say this was the Titanic.
Thank God.
Sometimes, exactly.
It feels like it.
Yeah. Well, we've had a couple of weeks of tough stuff going on with the staff of the DJV show, which normally are they're the components along with me at this review. So we take a talk radio point of view, the news talk radio point of view from the way we've talked about these issues on our program. But let's see. Last week, Jennifer had COVID. She still does, but she's a trooper, so she's on. John Harper was on with Victoria last week. Victoria's got a problem because of the hurricane this week, so here we go.
So now you get to sit by Corona Girl, John.
Yes, right.
Hey, how lucky can I get, right?
Yeah.
My Corona.
If you want to like your chances.
Really? All right, so let's go through the stories. The first one, at number 10, is the New York Attorney General seeking to break up the NRA, the National... They want to break up the NFL, too, for all I know. They've got about as much of a chance of breaking up the NFL as they do the NRA. Anyway, so the problem here, Jennifer, is what? Under what circumstances or on what grounds would the AG of New York have to try to break up the NRA?
Well, I think it's okay. For first, we talk about the logistics. The logistics are the NRA is based in New York, so the Attorney General thinks that they can go in and dismantle the physical center, essentially, of the NRA. So that prompted President Trump to say, I just moved to Texas. But what I think it does more philosophically is it makes people consider what the platform of the left is going to be. And I say this a lot. The far left is telling you what they want to do, but it seems that people in the middle and conservatives just aren't listening. So we have to start listening. And that is that they want to take away your guns. I mean, the NRA, why go after the NRA? I would bet my fortune, which isn't much, but I bet it. My $20 in the bank.
Stock in the cruise line.
In the Carnival cruise line, which you know is going well because they've been postponing those. But it is not members of the NRA that are going out there and engaging in gun violence in this country. It's not the people in Chicago who are shooting each other. The people in New York, where the Attorney General should be much more focused on what's going on in their home state of New York. That is not by people in that are card-carrying members of the NRA. So it's ridiculous to think by going after the NRA that somehow you're going to get rid of gun violence. No, you need to go after criminals. That's the idea. And you need to let people who are good, law-abiding citizens exercise their Second Amendment rights to hold onto their guns. But what's happening is the left wants to dismantle that. They don't want you to have guns. Joe Biden, if he gets elected, is going to put Beto O'Rourke in charge of his gun program. And you can bet that nobody is going to be allowed to buy guns if Beto's in charge.
All right. So this circumstance in New York, it would not happen in Florida. John Harbor is a WMEL on the Space Coast. So this would never happen in Florida, right?
I don't believe it would. But in addition to what Jennifer was just saying, apparently the head of the NRA is coming under a lot of scrutiny for a lot of money that is alleged he has been taking for personal use. And
Wayne LaPierre.
Really, Wayne LaPierre.
Yeah. Bad guy.
That's,
he's a scumbag. Yeah. He has been under the microscope. He's got way too much power, way too much influence, and he wields it with a very heavy hand. I belong to the NRA and have for 40-some-odd years. Never liked the guy. Don't think he has much credibility, but he likes to push people around. And for whatever the reason, I don't know whether he's got pictures
of
congressmen with chickens
position,
or what.
But, yeah, I mean, you think about who's in charge of the unions. They wield that same kind of power as well.
Yeah. Look at the post office this week.
And so I would say make the changes within the NRA. Don't dissolve what is actually something really positive. The way I learned to use my gun, because I own a gun for home protection, I went through 8 hours of NRA training that if I hadn't had, I don't think I would be nearly as confident. So it can be really good in the safe use and deployment of a weapon in the home. So I don't know. I hate seeing people vilify it because of one person.
Well, they don't know. They don't understand it. They really don't. Okay, but Wayne LaPierre should go. See you later, pal. Number 9, this is something that hasn't gotten as much play as I thought it might have. It did for a couple of days, and it sort of went away. The Beirut explosion. I remember talking about it. Jennifer, you weren't here. John, you may have heard me, if you're listening to the program, talk about it looking like a mushroom cloud. And it happened to have taken place the day before the anniversary of Hiroshima. And it was, you know, who knows? Somebody was thinking, well, maybe this is a way of getting a focus on that again and how bad the nuclear weaponry that's around is. But this wasn't nuclear. This was a big pile of fertilizer next to a bunch of firecrackers. But somebody thinks that the Russians, or many people think the Russians, are up to their Mickey in this. So, John, what do you think? What have people been talking about with regard to that?
Well, it seems, Doug and Jennifer, whenever there's something suspicious these days going on, right away we're looking at the country of Russia and what is or is not coming out of there. But at the same time, this situation in Beirut obviously should not have occurred. There were many things leading up to this that the government, the local government there in Beirut, was aware of, in the fact that fertilizer was being held inside that storage facility along with fireworks. They were illegal. There was a Russian ship that had been abandoned a couple of years ago that had different types of explosive supplies on it that was put inside that warehouse. And so apparently it created a perfect storm for creating this huge explosion, the likes of which, I guess, outside of Hiroshima, we've really never seen in the world.
If you saw the video out of there, John, I don't.
Yeah.
I mean, there are businesses who had just, you know, in-store cams, and to see people actually thrown by the force of this blast, it was unbelievable.
Well,
and you heard
killed,
it,
right?
And look, it may be what they're saying it is, and it was accidental, and it was horrifying nonetheless. But early on, the president said that his intelligence officers had told him that this wasn't an accident. Now, he stepped back saying, I'll go with what they say. But certainly, you have to imagine that we're investigating whether or not this was accidental or something else that's going on. It seems a bit suspicious that a blast like that would happen right by the port in a place that, I mean, growing up, this was commonplace in Beirut. I mean, that's, I remember as a kid just going, oh, wow, your room looks like Beirut. My mom used to always say those things because it had the worst reputation, you know?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, let's take a side trip down a street for just a minute or so, John, because you're so connected. You're on the Space Coast. I think last week and the week before we were talking about the launch up to the Mars rover, but there also has been a lot of activity with SpaceX and those two getting back, landing in the ocean. So what sort of, was that? I think it was off the panhandle, wasn't it? Isn't that where they came down?
Yeah, it was. Kind of interesting, guys, in the fact that SpaceX had come up with a total of seven different sites that the capsule could land in the ocean with, some of those obviously in the Gulf of Mexico, and the others were in the Atlantic. And because of the hurricane coming through right at the time they wanted to land, they decided to put it in the Gulf, and it landed near Pensacola. So that was the first time we've landed one of our spacecraft in the water going back over 30 years. So it was quite remarkable. I was at the press conference, the video press conference that the astronaut had, and they talked about how well the spacecraft performed. It got a little warm inside there because the temperatures on the outside of that spacecraft as it was plummeting to the atmosphere reached, I believe, something like 35,000 degrees, something incredible. And they said it got a little warm, but nonetheless, they used the term the capsule took on a process of a sleeping giant. It had been asleep, performing beautifully. It performed well on the way down, but they said it was like an animal, a wild animal on the way down, and it was making noises and bucking and doing all kinds of strange things.
Well, that's a little pod to be tossed around in the atmosphere. I mean, it's crazy to think about it.
It sure is, and when you think about it, coming through like a shooting star, really, really phenomenal. But SpaceX did a great job. The men and women, the engineers who designed that capsule, should be congratulated.
Proud
for
of themselves.
Job.
Yeah.
Yep.
They did a good job.
Yeah, it was
job.
Excellent.
All right, number eight up next here in a few moments here on the Talk Radio Review, the connection between politically correct thinking and the cancel culture. That's number eight. We'll talk about it after these words here on this week's Talk Radio Roundup.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
If you love your Amazon Alexa smart speaker, you're not alone. Amazon Echo devices are some of the world's most popular and affordable tech products. And with user data and surveys, VoiceBrew released their top uses and tips for Alexa. We asked VoiceBrew's Catherine Prescott what makes Alexa so popular.
The Echo, which was the first smart speaker to market, has only been around for 5 years. And already, one in four adults in the U.S. has a smart speaker with a voice assistant. And I think the reason people love them is that they are really easy to use. It's just so much easier to say, Alexa, play 80s music. Voice assistants like Alexa are getting better very fast. Most people don't know this, but Amazon has 10,000 employees dedicated to Alexa.
Find out more at voicebrew.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
All right, so we don't have really enough time here, being the genius of timing that I am. by timing...
Quick, sometimes, get on!
After a couple of words from your local station, we'll dig into the cancel culture and political correctness with Jennifer Horn, John
Harper... You just canceled
Harper,
cancel culture.
Doug Steffen, 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's keep going here. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and John Harper on our Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the hot stories and the people list that is always published in Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. That's where we get this list. Like Casey Kasem used to get his list from Billboard Magazine, we get ours from Talkers Magazine. So... at number 8, the whole business of the cancel culture, political correctness. I guess I've been on the end of this stick. Have you ever felt, Jennifer, that you have been a victim, if that's the right word, of people judging you because you were not politically correct?
I've had it happen a few times, not to the extent where I felt canceled. I mean, I think people take issue. I mean, it's just part of the business. People are going to agree with you or not, and sometimes they take it personally. I really try. It's always my goal not to make my political opinions personal, because I think we have to keep a distance between that, because people can get so hateful, and it really is... It's that, to me, is horrifying, that we just hate people for their thoughts that aren't like ours. I stand, I mean, there are a lot of people I don't agree with. Al Sharpton's a perfect example. But, man, I would stand next to him and defend the stuff that he says because we live in a country where we should celebrate freedom of speech and let capitalism filter out the people that
he wouldn't
are
do the
worthy.
Same for you, though.
I know he wouldn't. But
he
you know what?
The
that's not the, that's not what bases my decision. You know, I'd
yeah,
still
no, I
do
get it.
It.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But I think the cancel culture is unfortunate because what they're trying to say is that we need to be better and better, deeper thinkers. But what they're actually wanting is homogenized thought, and
yeah.
it's
everybody
so counterproductive. Yeah.
Yep. All right. So, John, you ever been the victim of somebody who wanted to take you off the air because of your points of view?
Absolutely, no doubt about it. But at the same time, Doug and Jennifer, I always try to remain. Objective when I look at issues and people and things that are going on. Jennifer, I think, made a good point as well a moment ago, but I go back almost to what I call the Walter Cronkite days, where I try to remain as objective as possible and listen to all different opinions and try to funnel out the stuff that is not relevant, but at the same time, people are so tightly wrapped these days with issues and people, and it takes nothing to set people off from what I'm seeing these days. And so I try to take that into consideration and be as objective as I can about any issue.
Yeah,
God love you, because that doesn't exist anymore. It's tough
to get tough to go down that street. At number seven,
sure.
Our relationship with China. My question would be, why do we even have a relationship with China?
Well,
I'm
I thought you'd be celebrating this week because, and you know, it drives me nuts that we talk about the media coverage. And I don't know that there's a person on the planet that could convince me that the media has been fair to President Trump, because you know what
they
he did this week?
No. Right.
He signed, and this is something that the two of us, Doug, have been on for a long time on the DJV program, and that is bringing our pharmaceutical business back to this country. And he signed an executive order this week talking about how the American government will only buy pharmaceutical products from American-made companies, not from China anymore. And that's a huge step in the right direction.
Well, the whole situation with China and the business of why members of Congress are not leading the charge to bring our businesses back here is pretty telling to me anyway. I wrote a letter to my congresswoman, and one of her aides is a person I know fairly well, and I asked her what she was doing to stimulate bringing businesses back from China. And all she did was send me a three-paragraph note telling me what a boob Trump was and how everything was his fault. And I sent her back a note. I said, you didn't answer my question. I don't care about what you think about Trump. I want to know what you're doing for your constituents to make life better for them, for us. Crickets. 28 past the hour.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free ultra pure fish oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels, what a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains in your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. When you do it every 5 or 6 days, it really will change the way you look. Power Swabs, remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is the second generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423 at Advanced Automotive.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Roundup, Part 2 for the first week of August. I'm Doug Steffen, here with my colleague Jennifer Horn. I guess that title can go to both these people because I've known. Thank you, Doug. I've Joan. I get paid by the word. You all know that, right? So I put words together sometimes, like
you're so
join.
Kind.
Yes,
yeah, I like to save money.
Join, yes, right. So, at any rate, John Harper, I've probably known longer than I've known you, Jennifer, in a manner of speaking. If I really,
I know,
would go,
I feel like John has been. I mean, I've known you, gosh, forever, and
you know,
I've been
since
on this program
teenager.
Since 2006, and I feel like John's always been a part of our conversation. So that's
Right. And Doug, we go way back. I guess close to 30 years.
Right. Well, I started doing the morning syndicated program in 1988, in October of 1988. And I think you were one of the, you weren't in the first wave, but you were pretty close to it. I bet you.
That's right.
That I we yeah, I think you're right about 30 years, as a matter of fact. Yep,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we don't look a bit different than we did 30 years ago, and we don't sound a bit different than we did 30 years ago, so three cheers for us. All right, and as Casey would say, and now, back to the countdown. Number six, focus on the economy and the stimulus legislation. This is a real mess. What a can of worms. These boobs in Washington, if I can throw my two cents worth in, you know, the stimulus situation, the House can't get its crap together, the Senate a little better than, but, so I guess what I was thinking, Jennifer, is that Trump was going to do something on his own, kind of like he did. We were just talking about China and him signing an executive order to bring
to,
our...
because the Democrats are slow-walking everything because they would rather see people...
Well, the Republicans are not exactly moving at anything other than the snail's pace either.
Maybe, but I think that if you're looking at who's really trying to delay this and take their time with it, and I'd be honest with you, it's just from my perspective, it seems that the Democrats are slow-walking it because they have a lot to do. They want the chaos. They want the people out of work because we have an election coming up, and the more out of control of things seem, the better it is for someone new to come in, whoever that someone new is, because people aren't satisfied with the current trajectory of the country. So I think there is slow walking. It's a shame that everything has to be political, even helping people during a pandemic. As a conservative, it kills me that we're just literally spending, but during a pandemic year, what else can you
print that money? Let's go. Run your 3D printer. So I was looking at one of these guys, Representative Dan Kildee of Michigan, said the president's words are empty. His threats are empty. Well, I don't know how you know that until he actually does something, but it's, it makes for good press anyway. And once again, these people on both sides are so clueless about making things or helping things to work. Wow. All right, so, and I guess that's the first of... 6, 5, 4, and 3 on the countdown are all related to COVID. The economy, certainly in the situation we're in, needs another stimulus shot in the arm, I guess, much as anything else. How, John, you're in Florida on the Space Coast. What's the economy like? Your area is booming because of the space biz, but in Florida in general, Florida's not exactly a huge industrial nation. It's more a residential destination, and it's more of an entertainment destination. So how is the economy affecting life and living in Florida?
Well, good question. Here on the Space Coast, we're not feeling a whole lot of negative effects because, as you mentioned, Doug, the space industry, what it's doing and what is coming in the future. So there is a lot of growth, a lot of housing going
great
on
jobs.
Here,
yeah.
And it's, yeah, it's looking pretty good. However, you go one county to the west of where I sit, that's Orange County, and that is Orlando, that's Disney World, and I've got news for you, Disney World and the other companies and theme parks that are associated with the tourist attractions, they're really hurting. They're down big time. I talked to someone just yesterday who had been to Legoland, which is the former, Doug, you'll remember, the old Cypress Gardens.
Right.
And Legoland has taken that over, and they've redeveloped it. They've done a great job in creating quite a themed attraction there, and families love it and all that. And the person I spoke to said there was nobody there. They were there the other day, this week, and there was nobody there. So the theme parks are really hurting to the tune of billions of dollars. And I would imagine, Jennifer, it might be the same out there in Los Angeles with
we're closed down, actually, still, John. If you could imagine, Disneyland is still closed. It has been since the middle of March. And I think Knott's Berry Farm might be open in some capacity, but I think Universal is still shut down. So they're, by and large, we're still under those shutdown orders.
Yeah, so we're hurting here and as far as everything outside of the Space Coast.
All right, so there's that now. So the other areas of concern or focus here with regard to COVID. All the stats, the numbers, people in the hospital. Jennifer has a story to tell because she's had the COVID experience and her mother has been in the hospital. And you look around at, I don't know that I did ask you this on the DJV program about how many other people were in that hospital with your mother who also had it and being treated for it. Were the majority of people in that hospital?
Yeah, thankfully the hospitalizations are down. This is our local hospital. It's the one that my doctor is associated with. So we like to go there. It's the place where we probably feel the most comfortable. But she has her own room right now. They put her into a telemetry room. And so it's usually a two-person room. Most telemetry is when you're on monitors, but you're not in intensive care. So they have frequent checks on monitors, but they're not monitoring you at the nurse's desk, basically. Do you know what, does that make sense?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
She was kind of worried because it's the only place. Our hospital has all private rooms except for telemetry. And so there's two beds in her room. They're big rooms, which is nice. But she's like, oh, please don't let this happen because they put her in with another COVID patient. But so far, she's had her own room. The census for the hospital is low. The census for the hospital my fiance Jeff works at, they're also down just to a few patients. So it seems hospitalizations are down. But I also think there are a lot of people who are afraid to go. I know I thought it was the last resort to take my mom to the hospital. We wanted to try to treat her at home to the extent that we could. Yeah. So I think people are staying away.
Yeah. Anybody in your circle have this problem, John?
No, fortunately not. I can't say anybody does.
Mm-hmm. No. All right, so that's a good. Well, down in Florida, there were, if you believe the news media, everybody on the street, especially south of you, is dying or is dead on the beach or whatever.
You're all having beach parties and you're being irresponsible and spreading it around. That's what we hear, John. That's what we hear.
Well, that is true. As far as there are a lot of people who are totally ignoring the social distancing, and there are a lot of beach parties and things like that. I think that's letting up. I think people are finally getting the message. I certainly hope so. But it has been, guys. It's been out of control here in the state of Florida, and it's been scary. I know I've limited the amount of outside activities that I do, and I try to do the majority of it from home.
Gives me more time to spend on the tractor. I don't have to worry about anybody chasing me around on the jet or giving me anything. Nothing. Zero. Give those good old Massey Ferguson tractors are a great escape hatch. It's like going into outer space with SpaceX. All right, that's kind of a combo of number five and number four. Number three, the discussion of what to do about opening school. This is one of the areas, depending on where you are in the country, has seen the least amount of vision. Most of the solutions to the problem that I've seen anyway, they have no vision. They have no long-term goal. It's just, what do we do today? And maybe that's because we don't know what tomorrow brings, but wow, we spent a lot of money, millions and millions of dollars trying to, new buses and maybe making the schools. I should be out of this.
I just think it's a poor decision to just shut down schools. I live in California, and most schools in California will be shut down to start the semester. Now, the good news is they're making the teachers more accountable in what they're teaching because the end of the last semester was a disaster. Kids were not getting the attention that they needed. They weren't getting anything.
Nothing.
And so they are trying to make the teachers more accountable, but I still contend in areas where there's an outbreak of cases, we need to have a hybrid school. We need to have a hybrid tracks, kind of like they did when schools went year-round, where some students would be on track A, track B, track C, so that kids are at least getting some in-classroom experience. If not, just bring them back and socially distance the teachers, because it's the kids who are less impacted by this. So, I mean, there's a way to do it. I think it's really short-sighted to just shut everything down.
Well, what are they doing in Florida, John?
Well, I think here in Florida, it is really up in the air as far as the schools and what the various school districts are trying to do. And I think the teachers are threatening to go on strike. And for the most part, schools in the state of Florida would not open as a result. I mean, it's really thrown everything upside down, and the teachers are very concerned about what is going to be happening to the school year. They want to come back, they want to go to work, but they're very concerned about what the future holds for them for the remainder of this school season, or the start of the school season into 2021. So it's very much a hot issue. It's a hot potato that no one has an answer to yet.
Well, one of the things that when you look around and try to get a vision, if you will, in California, listening to what the unions say about we're not going back to school unless you do this, 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 and this, has nothing to do with running a school. Yeah. Is that modified?
It's like they're holding them hostage, basically. Yeah. No, they're not modifying it. They want, and it's things that have nothing to do with school. You know, it's passing health care for all. It's all of these things that are like a far left wish list. It's strange.
It is strange. All right. On the people list this week, from the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, where you can also, by the way, find Talkers Television, Talkers Radio, all the things that are ancillary to this fabulous business. At number 10, Letitia James. Number 9, Elon Musk. Mike DeWine, governor of Ohio. He has the virus, so he's number 8. Mark Meadows is at 7, no relation to Audrey. Number 6, Mitch McConnell and Nancy Pelosi, tied. What a wonderful couple they make. Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx are tied at number 5, another great couple. Cyrus Vance Jr. at 4. Jonathan Swan at 3. Joe Biden is in the number 2 position, with everybody wondering who he's going to pick for his running mate. And Donald Trump is at number 1. Those are the people on the list this week, courtesy of the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better too.
My name is Ann from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
This is Michael, California. I take Calitrin and I feel great. I have a lot of energy and it's been fantastic.
I started eating Calitrin 10 months ago and I just love it. I had to go viral new pants. I had started not fitting. Everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing and I always tell them I'm doing Calitrin. So I just really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information, visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. And now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
On the countdown, the story list includes, at number 10, the suit that's been filed by the Attorney General of New York State against the National Rifle Association. At number 9, the big blow-up literally in Beirut this week. At number 8, political correctness, the cancel culture, that sort of thing. Number 7, getting rid of TikTok and our other various and sundry things that we're dealing with regarding our relationship with China. Number 6, the economy. How is it doing as far as you're concerned? number 5, 4, and 3, all COVID-related, the economy, health care, whether to wear a mask or not, all that good stuff, and opening our school systems up because of the worry, the concern, who gets it. Number 2, the Trump Axios interview, and number 1, the presidential race. That's it. That's the scoop. Those are the stories. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, number 1 this week, the focus on the presidential race, who's going to run with Joe Biden. I say it's going to be Michelle Obama. Everybody else says, huh, what? I'm on the fence here. John, where are you personally? I think you said you were voting for Trump, right? Didn't you tell me that before? Do I remember that?
No way. No way.
Okay. Okay, I'm voting for Trump.
The other John Harper I was talking to. So yeah, what happens? What happens if Biden picks some loser for vice president like Kamala Harris?
Well, in my opinion, I'm going to have to just suck it up and go with it because the alternative I can't see.
Doesn't appeal to you. All right, so Jennifer, there's no question that Pence is going to be on the ticket with Trump, right? Mm-hmm. There's been any question about that.
Yeah, I believe that to be true, yes.
All right. And Pence this week went after John Roberts. That laid an egg, though, because a lot of people like John Roberts, right?
Yeah.
I think he's kind of in the middle. I mean, it's hard because they're not supposed to be political, so it's hard to insult him for that.
John Harper, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Talk Radio Review for the first week of August.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading. Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit. My family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now. It's Tech Talk time, a review for the weekend of the top 5 technology items as edited by Victoria Keelan. But because she's not here, Doug Steffen goes through the list. Starting at number 5, Honda recalling 600,000 vans and SUVs because of a faulty software chain that can, among other things, cause the backup camera to fail and the driver display to malfunction or reboot. I just kind of laughed at this because people are now dependent on these sorts of things, and cars only recently had them, the last 10 years or so? So if you have an Odyssey anyway, or a Passport, or a Pilot, you've probably got a car outfitted with incorrect instrument panel control software, can cause the display not to show some of the information that you, you know, the engine oil pressure, speed, that sort of thing, because it's all computerized. So anyway, this is not a great thing, and you should get it checked out if you're driving a Honda. Number four on our tech list this week, the Samsung Galaxy Watch 3 is out there. It's now included a heart monitoring electrocardiogram app, which has been cleared by the FDA. Second smartwatch in our country to feature this thing. The Apple Watch received clearance back in 2018. The FDA clearance means that the watch can be used as a medical device. Not the same thing as full approval, which is a high standard only given to high-risk Class 3 devices like pacemakers. They go through a lot of testing. Samsung's app is a lower-risk Class 2 product, and the Apple EKG app is also Class 2. It's not clear when the Samsung app will be made available here in our country. The existing Galaxy Watch Active 2 already had an EKG feature, but it hasn't been usable here. The EKG app was cleared and activated in South Korea in May. Not clear if it'll be unlocked on the Active 2 status for us here right away. The Galaxy Watch 3 also has a blood pressure and blood oxygen monitor. Those features haven't received clearance yet, and they are going to be available in our country. Okay, number three on the countdown, working our way to number one. Google shared a detailed timeline for Google Play Music's shutdown. Access will be revoked next month for users in New Zealand and South Africa, and for users all over the rest of the world in October. By December, the service will shut down all the way, after which you won't be able to transfer your account. Additionally, starting later this month, Google will no longer accept purchases for music within its Play Store. Google is making these moves now because they've got their YouTube Music service in full swing. So that's the replacement. Just a couple of months ago, it started allowing Google Play Music users to transfer practically every facet of their libraries to the new service. Transferring all of that content is pretty simple. Just open the YouTube Music app for the first time. Bingo, it does it automatically. You'll see something similar to the screen posted. Then there's a how-to on the process if you need some more assistance. Google promised that it would give plenty of notice in advance of Play Music shutting down. So it's made good on that, I guess, with this announcement. So continue to use the service till it shuts down if you want to. Get a new device with Android 10 loaded on. You'll find YouTube Music pre-installed in place of the Google Play Music. So you might want to begin the adjustment process if you have that utility. Number two this week, the focus on that Twitter hacker and the hearing that got bombed, Zoom bombed in a manner of speaking. Everybody's using Zoom, so listen to this. A 17-year-old Florida student named Graham Ivan Clark, arrested and charged as the mastermind behind the massive Bitcoin scam. Remember, Obama got hit, and Joe Biden, Bill Gates, Bezos, Apple, all of them. He pulled it off by posing as a member of Twitter's IT department, used Twitter's own admin tool to break into the accounts. The court publicly revealed last week that it would hold hearings over Zoom, no password required. So naturally, all hell broke loose. Trolls decided to Zoom bomb the entire hearing, spewing disgusting noises, piping in distracting music, and some porn, all that good stuff. The judge spent more time force-ejecting trolls than he did delivering his decision, which, by the way, was to keep Clark's bail at $725,000 over six times what the amount of Bitcoin that he has gotten in this Twitter scam. So there's that one. Number one this week, TikTok. President Trump claims that TikTok will be out of business in the U.S. by September 15th if the Chinese parent company doesn't sell it or provide the U.S. Treasury Department with a lot of money. So let's see where all that goes, those of you who love TikTok. That's number one this week in the Tech Story Department. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Would you get on an airplane if you knew it had a 50% chance of crashing? You may be riding that plane right now. If you have your money in a 401k or IRA and you plan to take out the recommended percentage each year when you retire, your chance of running out of money is 50%. 50%. But there's a better and safer way to secure your income in retirement. Discover how in a free book called Rescue Your Retirement. This wealth building strategy has never had a losing year in more than a century. In fact, even the man who invented the 401k now prefers this method instead. Get Rescue Your Retirement free for just a small shipping charge and enjoy a safe landing and a comfortable retirement. Get this free book and make sure you don't run out of money. Hurry, this offer is extremely limited. To get your free copy, just go to growwealthsafely.com. That's growwealthsafely.com to discover how to rescue your retirement. growwealthsafely.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump is bypassing Congress in an effort to address the economic fallout from the coronavirus pandemic.
At his New Jersey golf club Saturday, President Trump signed executive actions that he said
are going to be very important and will take care of pretty much this entire situation.
On ABC's This Week, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer had this description.
In one word, could be paltry. In three words, unworkable, weak, and far too narrow.
And Senator Ben Sasse calls the moves unconstitutional slop. The Nebraska Republican singled out the president's proposed payroll tax holiday, saying Trump does not have the power to unilaterally rewrite the payroll tax law.
Maybe we're going to go to court on them.
But White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow tells ABC's This Week,
We're going to go ahead with our actions anyway.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
A rude awakening in North Carolina this morning. Magnitude 5.1 earthquake struck Sparta just after 8 o'clock. Following a much smaller quake several hours earlier, National Weather Service says the trembler before dawn was the largest shaker to hit the state since 1916. Puerto Rico today was forced to partially suspend voting for primaries marred by a lack of ballots as officials called on the president of the U.S. Territories Elections Commission to resign. The primaries for voting centers that had not received ballots by early afternoon are expected to be rescheduled while voting would continue elsewhere. The national average of price of regular grade gas remains at $2.25 a gallon. The range of prices around the country has actually widened in the past 2 weeks.
The low in this August 7th sample is Baton Rouge at 177, and the high is San Francisco at 331. Around the middle is Salt Lake City at 246.
Fuel analyst Trilby Lundberg says prices are stable because crude oil prices barely changed, and the U.S. has a glut of gasoline and a weak demand. More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief Factor, effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com, and then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
Authorities in Greece say 5 people, including an elderly couple and an 8-month-old baby, have been found dead after a storm hit the island of Evia.
2 others are missing and dozens have been trapped by floodwaters in their homes and cars. Police say the couple, 86 and 85 years old, were found unconscious in their flooded home in the seaside village of Politika, about 62 miles north of the capital, Athens. The baby was found in a ground floor apartment in the same village. The local mayor reportedly said that the baby and its family were not local residents and were on holiday there. The names of the dead and missing have not been released. I'm Zeria Shakili.
World leaders and international organizations pledging nearly $300 million in emergency humanitarian aid to Beirut after the devastating explosion, but they warn no money for rebuilding will be made available until Lebanese authorities commit to the political changes. Townhall.com. There will be new tariffs on aluminum from Canada.
The White House says the U.S. is reinstating a 10% import tax on Canadian aluminum just weeks after a new trade pact was signed. President Trump says Canada was flooding the U.S. with cheap aluminum.
Keith Peters reporting. In golf, Colin Morikawa has won the PGA Championship in just his second appearance in a major. The 23-year-old California native and Berkeley graduate shot 6-under-64 in the final round at TPC Harding Park in San Francisco. Now he joins Rory McIlroy, Tiger Woods, and Jack Nicklaus as 23-year-olds to win the PGA. Morikawa chipped in from the fairway from 54 feet away on the 14th hole to break a logjam at 10-under. He then had an eagle on the par 4 16th when he drove to the green and wound up just 7 feet from the pin. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and the charts for the week of August 3rd through the 7th will be the items of scrutiny. Thanks to the work of Michael Harrison and his staff at Talkers Magazine. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers. I'm Doug Steffen here with Michael to go through the stories, some of the ancillary conversations that I may have had on my various programs this week to throw into the mix. And Michael's heard on some of the programs he's done. Maybe he's actually been on some of the shows, hosted programs, and talked to people who are in this culture, if you will. So as a people list and a story list, Michael, please, let us unveil. This is the moment that vast millions have been waiting for. They want to know what the story list is this week.
But yes. the people in the culture are saying, although some of them ain't too cultural.
No.
That's neither here nor there.
Hey, sweet. Yes, right.
Yeah. So we have the NYAG suing the NRA.
Yay!
We talk in terms of, you know, letters. Yes. The New York Attorney General is suing and trying to dissolve the National Rifle Association. That's at number 10, but it broke late in the week. It's a big story. At number 9, the Beirut explosion tied with SpaceX bringing the astronauts back safely, and social media and censorship all bunched in at number 9. At number 8, we have the Black Lives Matter movement, mm-hmm. with sports and
yep.
Political correctness.
Yes, nothing if we're not politically correct here. I think that's an important thing.
Oh, we got to be politically correct.
Otherwise, we'll be canceled, Michael.
Oh, my gosh.
Stations will cancel this program.
We'll be canceled as people. We will
yes.
start to notice as we look
no
at our
value.
Hands and our arms and our feet and our legs
yes.
and we look at ourselves in the mirror and we will start to become transparent.
In the year 2525, if man is still alive.
At number seven, we have U.S.-China relations, and that's tied with the TikTok flap, along with WeChat.
I want to know, when we get to that point, what if you understand what TikTok is? I'm afraid
I will explain it fully. I do it all the time. It's so cool.
Yeah.
I got to show you a new TikTok video I made of how to cut up a banana.
Good. I've always wondered, did you do it the long way or the short way?
I approach it perpendicular. At number six, the economy tied with stimulus legislation. At number five, COVID-19 stats and projections. At number four, health care, meds, and masks. At number three, the school opening debate. At number two, we're getting into politics now, back at the top of the survey.
Mm-hmm.
The Trump Axios interview and the subpoenaing of Deutsche Bank. At number one, the presidential race, politics, and specifically the mail-in voting debate. And that's basically the stories. The people, that's a mixed bag. At number 10, we have Letitia James. At number 9, Elon Musk. Mike DeWine at 8. Mark Meadows at 7. Number 6, Mitch and Nancy. At number 5, Tony and Deborah. At number 4, Cyrus Vance Jr. Number 3, Jonathan Swan. Number 2, Joe Biden, and number one, the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
You missed one.
Uh-oh. You?
Well, you missed
Doug
two.
Doug Steffen. At number seven and a half.
Yes, that's right. The rumors that are floating about, this is not the first time this has happened, but it seems to be more prolific this week that Joe Biden talking to Michelle Obama about her being his running mate, which might keep me in that column, if you will. Susan Rice and Kamala Harris seem to be the other two that are on the list, both of whom, from my perspective, are from horror. So it would be interesting. What do you hear rumor-wise about presidential circles?
I hear that he is going to nominate Eleanor Roosevelt.
Well, you know what? People are so stupid. There are a lot of people who think, oh, that's a perfect choice. That name really goes well in Americana. Let's vote for him because Eleanor Roosevelt is there.
Right.
Yeah.
The reason we didn't put any one name in there is because there are many of them.
It's fluid. Yeah.
And we don't. A lot depends on if suddenly he names somebody. It'll all change, and as you realize, we complete this chart early on Friday, so it's always a little bit off base with the Friday issues.
Yeah.
We can't, you know, and
yeah.
We always wonder, is he going to announce today, and that's going to throw the whole thing off.
Right.
It's very hard to do snapshots of what's happening in the world today because it moves so quickly.
That's for sure.
Newspapers live with that problem on a level that's just off the charts when they put out that print publication.
It's out of media. Yeah. So let's go back a little bit to number seven and the aspect of the TikTok situation. You and I were laughing a little because we don't either of us use it and probably don't understand what the appeal is. And then I was thinking about referencing Kiefer Sutherland, who's back as the fugitive. Remember the old movie and the TV show? So there's a new episodic adventure moving that story along on Quibi. And Quibi, if I am to understand what it's all about from my friends who get it because I don't, is sort of the same thing as TikTok in video. It's short, like 8, 10, 12, 14-minute shows. That's it. You put the show together.
Oh, yeah, TikTok
episodically.
Is, 14 minutes is Lawrence of Arabia on TikTok. I mean, that's very long. TikTok is very, I don't know the exact time, but we're talking, seconds. Very, 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 very quick little video presentations that people are making. And I guess it's like turning short-term attention span into some type of a genre.
Well, but isn't it... Don't you think technology has changed us? You know, if you go back in history, the Industrial Revolution, which started after the Civil War, actually before that in Europe and other places in the world, but we embraced it fully by the time we got to the late 1870s, the 1880s, like in there, and it changed everything. So now, fast forward to the space race. I guess that's really, or was it just after World War II when IBM made their first computer for public consumption? They made computers for the War Department, and then things really all hell broke loose, didn't the technology? Well,
the computers are really developed as part of the effort to crack the German code.
Yes.
The Germans had a computer, and yep. the Allies formed a computer, and that was really the beginning of computation. What you're pointing out, though, is something that's very interesting. Most of our modern technological achievements existed for decades earlier than we realize,
right,
in prototype and in experimental forms. I mean, there was TV back in the 30s, but we mm-hmm. just didn't have it until the 50s.
What kind of TV did you have as a kid growing up?
I had a little tiny screen with a big cabinet that it was located in. It was like a big piece of furniture.
Stromberg. Remember, I had a Stromberg Carlson, or my father bought one. Had a 10-inch screen with a magnifying glass on it. Had a radio and a record player.
What was the TV that had the frame around it that was lit up? Was that a Zenith or
Zenith? Yes,
it actually had a lit around it to go easy on your eyes, you know.
That was how they sold it, yes. Right. Easy on your... My mother used to think we'd go blind if we spent too much time in front of the television set, so we were limited to a half hour a day. That was it.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, you poor thing.
Yeah,
you were deprived.
I was, yeah.
We're off in a few directions here, but basically technology changes sociology. We are an animal, the human species, if you will, first of all, it's the only animal on Earth that progresses. I mean, animals evolve, but, you know, birds don't come up each year with a new improved way of making a nest.
Also, we're the only ones that are aware of our fate.
We suspect that. We're not sure of that. That's a whole philosophical thing. But in terms of our technology, we are so intricately connected to our technology that our sociology, our habits, the way we live, who we are, what we are, how our brains are wired, is completely in ratio to the development of our technology. So clearly, when we make new technology, we're making new chapters in the human condition. And we're experiencing that right now in terms of technological and communications technology. The way we communicate is changing what we are.
We're going to change how we do the Talk Radio Countdown Show going forward. It'll be 10 minutes, not an hour. So we'll do the 10 story and the 10 people, and then take a deep breath, and we'll be all done. That's
one minute. 1 minute per story is all you need touch with the intricacies of this world.
Give us 10 minutes, and we'll give you the world.
Right.
Right? That's what they say.
Give us 10 minutes, and we'll give you infinite wisdom.
Mm-hmm. Give us 10 minutes, and we'll give you a headache.
That's more like it.
More like it, yes. That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen. It's time for me to focus on the big deal of the week from MyPillow. There actually are two that they want you to know about. The MyPillow bed topper, which goes on top of the MyPillow mattress. And on top of the MyPillow bed topper go the MyPillow sheets. And on top of those go the MyPillow pillows. And you can, the really good thing about it is you can wash them all. And the pillows especially, what a wonderful way to have peace of mind, get into bed every night with clean sheets. The other thing that they're pushing this week is the MyPillow pet bed. Check that out, too. Use the promo code DJV, please. DJV, get you a big discount, BOGO stuff, buy one, get one free, and also free shipping. That's MyPillow.com, discount code DJV.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. And now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Pulse Urgent Care is happy to announce the reopening of our urgent care clinic. Our hours are Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and closed on Sundays. To protect the patients and the staff, we will continue to follow the recommendations on social distancing and face coverings. If you have or had a fever, cough, or shortness of breath within the last 14 days, please call ahead at 530-722-1111 for screening. Check out our website and Facebook page for more information. PulseUrgentCareCenter.com, 100 East Cypress Avenue. If it's urgent for you, it's important to
every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now, moving back into this zone here, Talk Radio Zone, it's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. Always new stations, people listening for the first time. The idea behind this program is pretty simple. And it started about the same time as Casey Kasem was at the height of his popularity, figuring Michael, as he was astute. He was from the radio. We are both radio brats and both from the music side of the world. And the countdown seemed to fit naturally. If you got a countdown of music, why not have a countdown of the talk stories, right? In
exactly.
fact, the talk radio world is more influential than any of the other formats that are on the radio. So Michael had this, and we've been doing this together for years and years, and it is a good snapshot of what people are talking about. So therefore, would we assume, they don't like assumptions because you know what they do, but should we assume from this that we really do have a good handle on most everything that is important to be discussed in the country?
That's a good question, and I don't know the answer. I hope we do. I do believe that talk media is the most accurate bellwether of American public opinion.
Vox populi, remember?
Yeah, but I don't know whether or not I'm always concerned that the really important stories are not being covered in the media. Because what these stories usually are their opinions expressed about stories that are covered in the mainstream press. And whatever the mainstream press is, that's an arguable term, but you get the picture.
Right.
So I think there are a lot of things going on in the world that should be talked about, but are not. The reality is so much greater than our ability to focus on any frame of it. So this is the frame of reality as we see it in this day and age through the lens of politics and popular media. That's the best I can describe. I guess I'm getting too heady about it, but it's a big question as to, does this reflect what's really going on? And it reflects what we think is going on.
The lens of liberty, as it would be. I've often wondered this, and I've never asked you this question before, in this way. Looking at the people list and the names, and thinking to myself, okay, what's in a name? When you hear Fauci, what does that do for, what would it have done for you before you knew who the name was attached to? Or McConnell, or DeWine, or Musk, or Trump, or Biden? You know, do you ever think about what constitutes a name? Where those letters come together, and what do those names mean? You ever think about that?
Oh, I think about the words and letters, certainly. Sometimes you look at a word that you're used to and you say, my gosh, that's a funny word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and you use the word all your time, all the time, and you don't think about it because you think of the word is a symbol, and what comes to mind is, like, take the word I, E-Y-E. Mm-hmm. That's a funny sounding word. I.
It is.
I. If you did not know that an I, an E-Y-E, you see through is an eye.
Mm-hmm.
But that's also the same word for, you know, the pronoun for yourself.
And you don't think of
the word I and I. You don't even think of them as sounding alike. They're so different. Words are funny things when it comes to cognition.
And English words as well. The eye of the needle. Yet another. The eye of a storm. Mm-hmm. Now think about all the different. We grow up learning the language. It's a very tough language to learn. I have a lot of respect for people that come here from other countries who learn the language, even if it's kind of broken, because we do a lot in our language that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, yeah. But Fauci sounds like something that Shakespeare would have had. And then Fauci arrived.
Yes. Right. Yeah.
Fauci.
Yeah.
Right, isn't it? It's like a Shakespearean word.
Yes, yeah.
Fauci was the king of the nation of malaria.
It's appropriate. All right, back to the serious business at hand here in the next half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better too.
My name is Anne from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
It's Michael, California. I take Calitrin and I feel great. I have a lot of energy and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 2 months ago and I just love it. I had to go buy all new pants. My pants started not fitting. Everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing and I always tell them I'm doing Calitrin. So I just really, really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information, visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural, patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains in your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. And you do it every 5 or 6 days, it really will change the way you look. Power Swabs, remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
Our August series is called Diagnosis Writer. Each episode, we're taking a close look at identifying common but difficult problems and pinning down their solutions. September spotlights designing interesting characters with interesting skill sets.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Talk radio coast to coast. You are obligated to listen for another half hour because we got another half hour worth of conversation here.
I thought you were going to tell me I'm obligated to be here.
Well, you are, yes. You must be here or else.
Oh, God.
Everything falls apart. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, Doug Steffen, with something that is very, I'm going to lay this on you, and I know you're going to be very honest with me and with the audience, more importantly. I'm in receipt of an email from the New York Times. The New York Times has sent me this email because I am someone who's interested in what's going on in the world, so they think, and the information that they are about to present to me in their morning sort of podcast, if you will, morning newscast, will help me make sense of the day's biggest news, providing you with clarity, context, and some fun. I do not want the New York Times to tell me to put any kind of clarity or context into the day's news, because I'm not stupid. So I wonder, though, if somebody could accuse us in what we do, Michael, News Talk Radio, we talk about what's in the news. So are we doing, is this the New York Times attempting to horn in on our business of political opinion or other, any kind of opinion? Or is this something they think it's necessary because the people
how
read
dare,
it?
How dare that small, two-bit, little upstart publication, that rag called the New York Times, hone in on our territory, which is to control the minds of humanity? How dare that little pipsqueak of an organization attempt to hone in on our business?
So when did this start? Let's go back in all seriousness. I know I am. Thank you. Going back to, well, you can tell when I'm tongue-in-cheek and when I'm being serious.
I'm not always sure of that. The answer to your question in today's mishmash of media, in this era in
Michigan.
Which there is...
Michigan? No, it's Michigan.
I said mishmash. The ethnic version of it is Michigana, but mishmash means a mishmash. Michigana means crazy. So in this crazy mishmash of media, in which the boundaries boundaries between editorial and objective reporting, between opinion and objectivity, are blurred to high heaven, and people preach to the choir as opposed to just saying what they have and letting the choir develop that is interested in those stories, I would say that all platforms are in competition with each other for eyeballs, eardrums, minds, and wallets.
Mm-hmm.
So the answer to your question is, they're out to get us.
Yeah. But they have
they think we're out to get them.
Yeah, I know. So, but most importantly, the people who read that stuff or who listen to us, in a sense, we're trying to help them, supposedly. We're assuming that they don't know how to think. And that's one of my main thrusts, because people aren't being told how to think. They aren't being taught in school.
They're not being told how to think. They're not being told how to think. They're being told what to think. There's a huge difference between the two. I'm a big proponent of teach people how to think, not necessarily what to think.
Yeah.
And as long as people don't know how to think, there's going to be great lucrative business involved in telling them what to think. Oh, you don't know how to think?
Are we purposefully, has somebody or some group like the Bilderbergers or the Trilateralists, have they come up with a plan to dumb down America?
That's crap.
Who's behind this?
No one's behind anything. No one's behind anything. I think that there's a synergy. There's a collective consciousness. I think how humanity operates, whether it's the population of a city on a given day or the nation or the world, I think there's a component to it that defies conspiracy or defies organization or defies any premeditated effort to control it. I think it just happens on its own.
Organically.
Absolutely. Almost mystically. I don't like to use that word because people could think that, you know, I'm a nutcase. But the fact is, there's an element to it that defies our true understanding. How do you really think the president of the United States is running the country? Or
no.
So much of it is there's a parade going on, and the one that stands in front of it, and it looks like they're leading it, but sometimes the parade takes a turn, and they don't know it, and they wind up just a guy taking a walk. There's no real way to control the mood, the zeitgeist, the public opinion. You can influence it, you can cause trouble, but you can mislead, but ultimately the truth comes out, and we're going to go where we're going to go no matter what.
Mm-hmm. And has that been helped, to go back to my original sort of premises a half hour or so ago about technology and what had changed when we were talking about short attention spans? We had the Industrial Revolution that changed the world dramatically. Now we've had the technology revolution that's changed the world dramatically. I think sometimes we think we are at the end of whatever we could possibly. What else can we develop?
Hardly.
Yeah,
hardly.
Of course.
We're in a clunky, primitive stage of where we're heading.
And we are
truly in the old days. We are truly primitive compared to our potential. And if you look at the trajectory of human evolution and technological development, we're in the dark ages still.
Isn't that amazing? We think we're so smart.
Well, people have always thought that it was the height of technology.
Right.
People never said back in the 17th century, 18th century, oh, we're living in the old days. Hope someday they invent an automobile. I hope someday they can split the atom and have nuclear power. I hope someday we're able to send people out to Pluto and find out whether it's a planet or a dwarf planet. They didn't think that. They thought, wow, look at those clipper ships. Those are beautiful. Mm-hmm. Hey, look at this. We have invented shoes. You know,
I could run
faster. Fire. I mean, come on. You know, the first person to control fire. It happened all over the world at the same time. But the fact of the matter is that these were equally major technological and physical advances.
Really pretty eye-opening or ear-opening. Number three on the story list this week is the school opening debate. The road to school reopenings is filled with a lot of anxiety, filled with a lot of concern, filled with a lot of unanswered questions. Is this because of bad leadership?
Partially. It's also due to bad luck. look at the situation these poor people are faced with.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, bad leadership is only, you know, in ratio to how bad the problems are that we're facing. Eventually, problems could be so great there's no way to lead our way out of them. Look at what Kenya's doing. Kenya has taken a radical approach to the school opening situation. They've closed the schools for a year. Everybody's going to be 1 year behind. That's it. Start over. It's one big school day for the year. One big snow day, rather, for the year.
Yeah.
Because no matter what, there's going to be tremendous disruption in kids being able to get educated. But maybe, and this is just me now, maybe this will cause us to re-examine the whole nature of public and private education, and maybe in the end we'll wind up ahead of where we would have been because we're forced to deal with education now in building it back up from the bare bones, from the roots. And I think that's a good thing.
It's a good thing I don't get frustrated with some of the ideas I lay on people when they shake their head and think, is this guy for real? When we started talking about reorganizing the police, which was, what, a month and a half or so ago, with the beginning of the most recent Black Lives Matter movement, and the fling with Floyd and looking at all the other irregularities coming from police all around the country. You know, okay, we're going to defund the police, or we're going to reorganize the police. I went one step further. As a matter of fact, I said, okay, yep, that is a very important thing for us to consider. What are the police doing? After all, we're paying for them, so shouldn't they do what we want them to do and not do what we don't want them to do as a collective? And the same can be said for the public education system, which, in many minds, including mine, is, for the most part, a miserable failure. Very expensive, buying buses and all kinds of things that, you know, are necessary, I suppose, in a manner of speaking. But we spend so much time talking about the ancillary things, we don't talk about what the children are learning or aren't learning.
Right.
And so I think we're going to reorganize the police, let's reorganize everything we're paying for with our tax dollars and The public school education is another area that may, you could argue, may need more reorganization than the police. What do you think?
Well, I think everything needs reorganization. It's just a matter of why you're doing it. Are you doing it for political reasons? Are you doing it because you're insane? Or are you doing it because you truly want to make things better? You know, defunding the police is a very... Defunding the police, getting rid of the police, or reorganizing and reforming the police are very different things.
Right, and most people don't get it. You know, that's back to what we were saying, the short attention span. Yeah, we're going to defund the police. No, you're not. You don't even understand what we're talking about. But all these people are running around, at the protest in Portland. Let's get rid of the police. What are you, a moron? Who's going to...
Yes, we are morons.
Apparently, we are. Some of us.
Morons, morons deserve rights, too. You know? I mean... Remember the old Woody Allen movie where the guy was leaving town? They go, where are you going? He's going to the Village Idiot Convention. He was
yes.
I love that. That was a great scene. Yeah, there are a lot of people. There are a lot of people whose intelligence is below average.
Mm-hmm.
Now, think about that statement.
And it's not, in our school system, not doing anything to enhance that.
Well, you're always going to have people who are below average. You got to raise the bar as to what's average.
You'd like to think. Yep.
Yeah.
Right. All right, moving ahead here on the Talk Radio Countdown show, we'll find out what is in the Michael Harrison interview box in a matter of moments here. Elizabeth Miller is somebody I interviewed this week. She's one of the major domos at Calitrin, which is the weight loss formula that people are talking about not only all around our country, but all around the world. Now, maybe that doesn't impress you. Maybe the fact that 86% of the people who have signed on over the last 23 years to use Calitrin as a weight loss program have been successful. Maybe that gets your attention. Maybe the fact that it doesn't have any stimulants in it or drugs, maybe that gets your attention. Whatever gets your attention, please go to toploss.com. Check out all the things that I've just suggested that are there, the science of the formula, success rate of people who are taking this, the fact that it's safe for the entire family to use it, capsule-wise, liquid-wise. This is a program you stay on for 6 months. Not only will you lose the weight, you keep it off. And you only have to pay for 3 months to get a six-month supply. Pretty fab, right? Go to toploss.com. Use the promo code DJV. You don't have to pay for any shipping. This is a product that will bring you a lot of happiness and a long life. Calitrin, the weight loss formula that's number one for people who are health conscious. Toploss.com, the website. Use the code DJV for the best deal. On the countdown, the story list includes, at number 10, the suit that's been filed by the Attorney General of New York State against the National Rifle Association. At number 9, the big blow-up, literally, in Beirut this week. At number 8, political correctness, the cancel culture, that sort of thing. Number 7, getting rid of TikTok and our other various and sundry things that we're dealing with regarding our relationship with China. Number 6, the economy, how is it doing as far as you're concerned? Number 5, 4, and 3, all COVID-related, the economy, healthcare, whether to wear a mask or not, all that good stuff, and opening our school systems up because of the worry, the concern, who gets it. Number 2, Trump Axios interview, and number 1, the presidential race. That's it. That's the scoop. Those are the stories. I'm Doug Steffen.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Acne is every teenager's fear. At that age, a simple blemish can seem more like the end of the world. But did you know that acne can actually occur throughout all of life's stages?
And it just happens in different forms for different reasons.
It starts, according to dermatologist Dr. Dawn Davis, with newborns and infants.
And then, with the onset of puberty, our oil glands become stimulated by hormones. And also with the fluctuation of hormones, the cortisol from our adrenal glands rises and spikes with stress, whether that be pubertal stress or teenage stress. And then hormones fluctuate through puberty as well. And those stress releases cause oil production, which then overgrows bacteria. And if your skin is sticky and plugged, you'll get acne.
Midlife hormonal changes, especially in women, can lead to adult onset acne. Even seniors are not immune.
With sun damage and time, the skin simply doesn't slough as well, and so it can make large blackheads.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free ultra pure fish oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
On the people list this week, from the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, where you can also, by the way, find Talkers Television, Talkers Radio, all the things that are ancillary to this fabulous business. At number 10, Letitia James. Number 9, Elon Musk. Mike DeWine, governor of Ohio. He has the virus, so he's number 8. Mark Meadows is at 7, no relation to Audrey. Number 6, Mitch McConnell and Nancy Pelosi tied. What a wonderful couple they make. Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx are tied at number 5. Another great couple. Cyrus Vance Jr. at 4. Jonathan Swan at 3. Joe Biden is in the number 2 position, with everybody wondering who he's going to pick for his running mate. And Donald Trump is at number 1. Those are the people on the list this week, courtesy of the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, here's Michael surprising me and you, perhaps, with his Michael Harrison interview this week. One of the great rock jocks, in my opinion, of the era, Shadow Stevens. What a fabulous jock name. What the heck put the two of you together?
We were both former program directors of KMET. We crossed paths in Los Angeles, and he's one of the most brilliant radio technicians. He also was, you know, the voice of Federated Home Appliance Group. He was the American Top 40 successor for 7 years. The case.
He was a good jock too. He's fabulous.
What a voice! What pipes! And he's got an amazing podcast out called Mental Radio. Go to mhinterview.com, folks, and you'll hear a conversation with a fascinating broadcaster.
Shadow Stevens and Michael Harrison, two fascinating broadcasters together. It's the MH Interview. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You're offered a free beverage to enjoy and free Wi-Fi. Earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards Program. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that's a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Don't distance yourself from your goals. At Shasta College, you can earn transfer-ready credits from the comfort of your couch or get job-ready for that high-demand career with convenient, cost-effective classes that work for you. Register now for fall classes. The semester starts August 17th, and now is the perfect time to take control of your future. Visit our website at shastacollege.edu or call 242-7500. Start your tomorrow today at Shasta College.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show continues now. As you know, this program is all about the hot hits in Talk Radio, News Talk Radio charts developed by the folks at Talkers Magazine. There's always something in Talkers that is created by the mind of Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who was a lawyer and a college prof. But lately, he's more well-known because he's the founder of Scamicide. What publication acknowledged that you were one of the big spots to go to for people trying to avoid all of these damn scams coming out of COVID? My God, there isn't a day that goes by. You can count them by the dozens.
Yeah. So we've got over 60 different coronavirus scams on Scamicide.com, and it was the New York Times. The New York Times picked out three good, reliable sources, and I was happy to see Scamicide was one, and two federal agencies, the Federal Trade Commission and the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. So I was in some good company and happy to see that.
All right. Let's talk about some of the things that are on the countdown list. The story list at number 7 has a couple of things that are combined sort of together. The TikTok thing and what legally can be done. Can the president, I know your answer, but I'm going to ask you the question anyway because it gives you a chance for an easy shot. Can the president cross a T and dot an I and say, with a stroke of a pen, TikTok, get lost?
Well, you know, it's interesting because in many instances what you find is the president making statements about what he's going to do without having any power or authority to do it. An example is like changing the date of the election. But frankly, I do think he does have the ability, and also through administrative agencies that he controls, to limit the use of TikTok and availability here in the United States. And it's one of the few areas in which I'm in agreement on the with the president on this. All Chinese-owned companies have a legal obligation to turn over. Well, it may be what's necessary because
that's what I say anyway. Throw them out, all of them. Get rid of all of them. Zoom. Yeah. Everybody's using Zoom, but get them the hell out. No. Get an American company. You know what we should do? We should do what they do. Steal whatever it is that they've done to create Zoom, let's say. It can't be that difficult. Why don't we have an American company do exactly what they do? What the hell are we all using Zoom for?
Well, I also, you know, wonder, this is one of the things where, you know, when the president cut down some of the immigration ability, it was of students who end up staying here and working for American companies and helping to develop the tech industry. Yeah, we've got a great tech industry here, and one that is somewhat protective and fighting the government as far as being a government agency and turning over data to the government. So, this is a real issue, and you're talking about China. A lot of the intellectual property they use, they've stolen from American companies.
Of course they have. Yeah. I mean, they're thieves, crooks, liars, cheats.
Well, not everyone. But
no, but the government. I'm talking about the government of China.
Yeah, it is on a massive scale that they have taken action against American companies. And frankly, our responses have been tepid. You know, we end up indicting, say, 6 members of the Chinese military specifically hacking American companies, and that's it. All it is an embarrassment, and frankly, they're not that embarrassed. I mean, it is time we did take action against those companies. Make it real.
Well, I mean, look at all the problems we have today. They're all directly or indirectly related to the Chinese Communist Party. It's time we put them in their place, frankly. So that brings me around to the next thing. Trump signing a bill or signing an order that pretty much requires the government to buy any and all drugs that are used and dispensed by any government agency from American entities. No more China drugs. What do you think of that?
You know, there are real issues there as far as product safety and control there. However, limiting Canadian drugs is something that I don't think should be done. I think we really should be getting
better prices on it. So how about just saying no Chinese drugs? How about, can you say that?
Definitely.
Thumbs up or thumbs down on the New York AG suing the NRA?
It's a stunt. But, you know, I do like to see the NRA under the microscope.
Wiggle. Wow. It's over. It's Wayne LaPierre that they're after. The rest of the rank
and they
file.
Can get him. Now, there's something. Yeah.
He's a crook. I always thought he was a damn crook. All right, there you go. Thank you. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with his overview of a lot of important legal matters that are contained in the stories in the Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Larkspur Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
ZipRecruiter for free.
We were very impressed with how quickly we had quality candidates apply through ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is a powerful tool in our hiring process.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. President Trump signed executive orders on Saturday to suspend some payroll taxes and replace an expired unemployment benefit with an extra $400 per week stipend. The president took the action after lawmakers were unable to reach an agreement on COVID-19 relief. On ABC's This Week Sunday, White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says they're expecting to go to court over the orders.
Our counsel's office, the Treasury Department believes it has the authority to temporarily suspend tax collections. So we're banking on that.
Meanwhile, officials in North Carolina say an earthquake shook much of the state, rattling homes, buildings, and residents early Sunday. National Weather Service in Greenville said the 5.1 tremor was struck Sparta shortly after 8 o'clock. No injuries reported, but there was some minor damage. A fire inside a police union building led authorities in Portland, Oregon, to declare a riot late Saturday. Police say 3 officers were hurt while clearing the crowd out by the Portland Police Association building. The average price of gas in the U.S. holds steady over the past 2 weeks, $2.25 a gallon. Lundberg survey said that's 50 cents less than we paid a year ago. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo traveling to Central and Eastern Europe this week.
During a week-long trip to 4 countries, Pompeo will discuss efforts to counter Russian and Chinese influence in the region and talk about U.S. troop deployments on the continent. The State Department says the secretary will visit the Czech Republic, Slovenia, Austria, and Poland. The trip comes as the Pentagon prepares to redeploy thousands of American troops from Germany. Pompeo is also expected to raise U.S. concerns about countries allowing the Chinese telecom giant Huawei into their 5G networks. Greg Clugston, Washington.
U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar arrived in Taiwan Sunday. More at townhall.com.
Relief Factor, effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com, and then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
New Zealand Sunday marked 100 days since it stamped out the spread of the coronavirus. Life's returning to normal for many people in the South Pacific nation of 5 million as they attend rugby games at packed stadiums, sit down in bars and restaurants without the fear of getting infected.
100 days is a significant period of time, but it actually doesn't lessen any of the risk. That's daily, as long as we are continuing to, of course, exist in a world where this pandemic is growing, then risk continues. But it is a milestone.
Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says they can't become complacent.
I don't believe there is any other country that has had COVID come into our position and sustained it away from our borders for that period of time. That actually is a message that it is a very difficult thing to manage.
New Zealand got rid of the virus by imposing a strict lockdown in late March when only about 100 people had tested positive. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. It is near the middle of August, time for college football to start gearing up. At the Mid-America Conference Saturday became the first league at college football's highest level to cancel its fall season because of the pandemic.
MAC Commissioner John Steinbrecher says while it's a bitter decision with college athletes having such a limited window to play at this level, it's the right decision.
I am heartbroken we are in this place. However, I take comfort and I want to give assurance to our student athletes, coaches, and fans that we will make every effort to provide competitive opportunities in the spring.
The conference that built the brand name MACtion and managed to score an ESPN deal by playing football games on Tuesdays and Wednesday nights is now the first to surrender to the coronavirus pandemic. And it's not just football. The Mid-American Conference's 12 schools are canceling all fall sports. I'm Julie Walker.
More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the Breakfast Combo Family Meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the Chicken Fried Steak Family Meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry-out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
So we take a talk radio point of view, the news talk radio point of view from the way we've talked about these issues on our program. But let's see. Last week, Jennifer had COVID. She still does, but she's a trooper. So she's on. John Harper was on with Victoria last week. Victoria's got a problem because of the hurricane this week. So here we go.
So now you get to sit by Corona Girl, John.
Yes, right. That's right.
Hey, how lucky can I get, right?
Yeah.
My Corona.
If you want to like your chances.
Really? All right. So let's go through the stories. The first one, At number 10 is the New York Attorney General seeking to break up the NFL. Good, Doug. The NRA, the National. They don't want to break up the NFL, too, for all I know. I think we got about as much of a chance of breaking up the NFL as they do the NRA. Anyway, so the problem here, Jennifer, is what? Under what circumstances or on what grounds would the AG of New York have to try to break up the NRA?
Well, I think it's okay. For first, we talk about the logistics. The logistics are the NRA is based in New York, so the Attorney General thinks that they can go in and dismantle the physical center, essentially, of the NRA. So that prompted President Trump to say, I just moved to Texas. But what I think it does more philosophically is it makes people consider what the platform of the left is going to be. And I say this a lot. The far left is telling you what they want to do, but it seems that people in the middle and conservatives just aren't listening. So we have to start listening. And that is that they want to take away your guns. I mean, the NRA, if you're, why go after the NRA? I would bet my fortune, which isn't much, but I bet it. My $20
in the
bank.
The stock in the cruise line.
In the Carnival cruise line, which you know is going well because they've been postponing those. But it is not members of the NRA that are going out there and engaging in gun violence in this country. It's not the people in Chicago who are shooting each other. The people in New York, where the Attorney General should be much more focused on what's going on in their home state of New York. That is not by people in that are card-carrying members of the NRA. So it's ridiculous to think by going after the NRA that somehow you're going to get rid of gun violence. No, you need to go after criminals. That's the idea. And you need to let people who are good law-abiding citizens exercise their Second Amendment rights to hold on to their guns. But what's happening is the left wants to dismantle that. They don't want you to have guns. Joe Biden, if he gets elected, is going to put Beto O'Rourke in charge of his gun program. And you can bet that nobody is going to be allowed to buy guns if Beto's in charge.
All right. So this circumstance in New York, it would not happen in Florida. John Harbor is a WMEL on the Space Coast, so this would never happen in Florida, right?
I don't believe it would, but in addition to what Jennifer was just saying, apparently the head of the NRA is coming under a lot of scrutiny for a lot of money that is alleged he has been taking for personal use. And
Wayne LaPierre.
Wayne LaPierre. Yeah.
Bad guy. He's a scumbag.
Yeah.
He has been under the microscope. He's got way too much power, way too much influence, and he wields it with a very heavy hand. I belong to the NRA and have for 40-some-odd years. Never liked the guy. Don't think he has much credibility, but he likes to push people around. And for whatever the reason, I don't know whether he's got pictures
of
congressmen with chickens
position,
or what.
Yeah, I mean, you think about who's in charge of the unions. They wield that same kind of power as well.
Yeah. Look at the post office this week.
And so I would say make the changes within the NRA. Don't dissolve what is actually something really positive. The way I learned to use my gun, because I own a gun for home protection, I went through 8 hours of NRA training that if I hadn't had, I don't think I would be nearly as confident. So it can be really good in the safe use and deployment of a weapon in the home. So I don't know. I hate seeing people vilify it because of a one person.
Well, they don't know. They don't understand it. They really don't. Okay, but Wayne LaPierre should go. See you later, pal. Number 9, this is something that hasn't gotten as much play as I thought it might have. It did for a couple of days, and it sort of went away. The Beirut explosion. I remember talking about it. Jennifer, you weren't here. John, you may have heard me, if you're listening to the program, talk about it looking like a mushroom cloud. And it happened to have taken place the day before the anniversary of Hiroshima. And it was, who knows? Somebody was thinking, well, maybe this is a way of getting a focus on that again and how bad the nuclear weaponry that's around is. But this wasn't nuclear. This was a big pile of fertilizer next to a bunch of firecrackers. But somebody thinks that the Russians, or many people think the Russians, are up to their Mickey in this. So, John, what do you think? What have people been talking about with regard to that?
Well, and it seems, Doug and Jennifer, whenever there's something suspicious these days going on, right away we're looking at the country of Russia and what is or is not coming out of there. But at the same time, this situation in Beirut obviously should not have occurred. There were many things leading up to this that the government, the local government there in Beirut, was aware of, in the fact that fertilizer was being held inside that storage facility, along with fireworks. They were illegal. There was a Russian ship that had been abandoned a couple of years ago that had different types of explosive supplies on it that was put inside that warehouse. And so apparently it created a perfect storm for creating this huge explosion, the likes of which, I guess, outside of Hiroshima, we've really never seen in the world.
If you saw the video out of there, John, I mean, there are businesses who had just, you know, in-store cams, and to see people actually thrown by the force of this blast, it was unbelievable.
Well,
and you heard
killed,
it,
right?
And look, it may be what they're saying it is, and it was accidental, and it was horrifying nonetheless. But early on, the president said that his intelligence officers had told him that this wasn't an accident. Now, he stepped back saying, I'll go with what they say. But certainly, you have to imagine that we're investigating whether or not this was accidental or something else that's going on. It seems a bit suspicious that a blast like that would happen right by the port in a place that, I mean, growing up, this was commonplace in Beirut. I mean, I remember as a kid just going, oh, wow, your room looks like Beirut. My mom used to always say those things because it had the worst reputation, you know?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, let's take a side trip down a street for just a minute or so, John, because you're so connected. You're on the Space Coast. I think last week and the week before we were talking about the launch up to the Mars rover, but they're also has been a lot of activity with SpaceX and those two getting back, landing in the ocean. So what sort of, was that? I think it was off the panhandle, wasn't it? Isn't that where they came down?
Yeah, it was kind of interesting, guys, in the fact that SpaceX had come up with a total of seven different sites that the capsule could land in the ocean with. Some of those obviously in the Gulf of Mexico, and the others were in the Atlantic. And because of the hurricane coming through right at the time they wanted to land, they decided to put it in the Gulf, and it landed near Pensacola. So that was the first time we've landed one of our spacecraft in the water going back over 30 years. So it was quite remarkable. I was at the press conference, the video press conference that the astronauts had, and they talked about how well the spacecraft performed. It got a little warm inside there because the temperatures on the outside of that spacecraft, as it was plummeting through the atmosphere, reached, I believe, something like 35,000 degrees, something incredible. And they said it got a little warm, but nonetheless, they used the term the capsule took on a process of a sleeping giant. It had been asleep, performing beautifully. It performed well on the way down, but they said it was like an animal, a wild animal on the way down, and it was making noises and bucking and doing all kinds of strange things.
Well, that's a little pod to be tossed around in the atmosphere. I mean, it's crazy to think about it.
It sure is, and when you think about it, coming through like a shooting star, really, really phenomenal. But SpaceX did a great job. The men and women, the engineers who designed that capsule, should be congratulated.
Proud
for
of themselves.
Job.
Yeah.
Yep.
They did a good job.
Yeah, it was
job.
Excellent.
All right, number eight up next here in a few moments here on the Talk Radio Review, the connection between politically correct thinking and the cancel culture. That's number eight. We'll talk about it after these words here on this week's Talk Radio Roundup.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine.
In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
If you love your Amazon Alexa smart speaker, you're not alone. Amazon Echo devices are some of the world's most popular and affordable tech products. And with user data and surveys, VoiceBrew released their top uses and tips for Alexa. We asked VoiceBrew's Catherine Prescott what makes Alexa so popular.
The Echo, which was the first smart speaker to market, has only been around for 5 years. And already, one in four adults in the U.S. has a smart speaker with a voice assistant. And I think the reason people love them is that they are really easy to use. It's just so much easier to say, Alexa, play 80s music. Voice assistants like Alexa are getting better very fast. Most people don't know this, but Amazon has 10,000 employees dedicated to Alexa.
Find out more at voicebrew.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
All right, so we don't have really enough time here, being the genius of timing that I am. You know, my timing...
Quick, sometimes, get on!
After a couple of words from your local station, we'll dig into the cancel culture and political correctness with Jennifer Horn, John
Harper... You just canceled cancel culture.
Doug Steffen, 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
These are unprecedented times, challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency childcare, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Real people, real winners, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play offer in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday offers from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match them up to $100 in free play. And to sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. One birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Free slot play limited to $100.
Real people, real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come and explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. No one else in town offers this. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
We are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenning.
And I'm Marith Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique ability. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
List. Like Casey Kasem used to get his list from Billboard magazine, we get ours from Talkers magazine. So, at number 8, the whole business of the cancel culture, political correctness. I guess I've been on the end of this stick. Have you ever felt, Jennifer, like you have been a victim, if that's the right word, of people judging you because you were not politically correct?
I've had it happen a few times, not to the extent where I felt canceled. I mean, I think people take issue. I mean, it's just part of the business. People are going to agree with you or not, and sometimes they take it personally. I really try. It's always my goal not to make my political opinions personal, because I think we have to keep a distance between that, because people can get so hateful, and it really is. It's that to me is horrifying, that we just hate people for their thoughts that aren't like ours. I mean, there are a lot of people I don't agree with. Al Sharpton's a perfect example. But, man, I would stand next to him and defend the stuff that he says, because we live in a country where we should celebrate freedom of speech and let capitalism filter out the people that
he wouldn't
are
do
worthy.
The same for you, though.
I know he wouldn't. But
he
you know what? That's not what bases my decision. You know, I still do it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I think the cancel culture is unfortunate, because what they're trying to say is that we need to be better and better, deeper thinkers. But what they're actually wanting is homogenized thought, and
it's
so counterproductive. Yeah.
Yep. All right. So, John, you ever been the victim of somebody who wanted to take you off the air because of your points of view?
Absolutely, no doubt about it. But at the same time, Doug and Jennifer, I always try to remain objective when I look at issues and people and things that are going on. Jennifer, I think, made a good point as well a moment ago. But I go back almost to what I call the Walter Cronkite days, where I try to remain as objective as possible and listen to all different opinions and try to funnel out the stuff that is not relevant. But at the same time, people are so tightly wrapped these days with issues and people, and it takes nothing to set people off from what I'm seeing these days. And so I try to take that into consideration and be as objective as I can about any issue.
Yeah, God love you, because that doesn't exist anymore. It's tough
to get tough to go down that street. At number 7, our relationship with China. My question would be, why do we even have a relationship with China?
Well, I thought you'd be celebrating this week, because, and you know, it drives me nuts that we talk about the media coverage. And I don't know that there's a person on the planet that could convince me that the media has been fair to President Trump, because you know what
they
he did this week?
No. Right.
He signed, and this is something that the two of us, Doug, have been on for a long time on the DJV program, and that is bringing our pharmaceutical business back to this country. And he signed an executive order this week talking about how the American government will only buy pharmaceutical products from American-made companies, not from China anymore. Mm-hmm. And that's a huge step in the right direction.
Well, the whole situation with China and the business of why members of Congress are not leading the charge to bring our businesses back here is pretty telling to me anyway. I wrote a letter to my congresswoman, and one of her aides is a person I know fairly well, and I asked her what she was doing to stimulate bringing businesses back from China. And all she did was send me a 3-paragraph note telling me what a boob Trump was, and how everything was his fault. And I sent her back a note. I said, you didn't answer my question. I don't care about what you think about Trump. I want to know what you're doing for your constituents to make life better for them, for us. Crickets. 28 past the hour.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free ultra pure fish oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit purityd.com. That's purityd.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural, patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains in your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. And you do it every 5 or 6 days, it really will change the way you look. Power Swabs, remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twin View Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and 2 sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and 2 fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown. Talk Radio Roundup, Part 2 for the first week of August. I'm Doug Steffen, here with my colleague Jennifer Horn. I guess that title can go to both these people because I have Joan. I've known. Thank you, Doug. I've Joan. I get paid by the word. You all know that, right? So I put words together sometimes, like
you're so
join.
Kind.
Yes,
yeah, I like to save money.
Join, yes, right. So, at any rate, John Harper, I've probably known longer than I've known you, Jennifer, in a manner of speaking. If I really,
I know,
would go,
I feel like John has been. I mean, I've known you, gosh, forever, and
you know,
I've been on this program since 2006, and I feel like John's always been a part of our conversation. So that's
Right. And Doug, we go way back. I guess close to 30 years.
Right. Well, I started doing the morning syndicated program in 1988, in October of 1988. And I think you were one of the, you weren't in the first wave, but you were pretty close to it. I bet you.
That's right.
I think you're right about 30 years, as a matter of fact. Yep,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we don't look a bit different than we did 30 years ago, and we don't sound a bit different than we did 30 years ago, so three cheers for us. All right, and as Casey would say, and now, back to the countdown. Number 6, focus on the economy. And the stimulus legislation, this is a real mess. What a can of worms. These boobs in Washington, if I can throw my 2 cents worth in, you know, the stimulus situation, the House can't get its crap together, the Senate a little better than, but so I guess what I was thinking, Jennifer, is that Trump was going to do something on his own, kind of like he did. We were just talking about China and him signing an executive order to bring our...
The Democrats are slow walking everything because they would rather see people...
Well, the Republicans are not exactly moving at anything other than the snail's pace either.
Maybe, but I think that if you're looking at who's really trying to delay this and take their time with it, and I'd be honest with you, it's just from my perspective, it seems that the Democrats are slow walking it because they have a lot to do. They want the chaos. They want the people out of work because we have an election coming up, and the more out of control things seem, the better it is for someone new to come in, whoever that someone new is, because people aren't satisfied with the current trajectory of the country. So I think there is slow walking. It's a shame that everything has to be political, even helping people during a pandemic. As a conservative, it kills me that we're just literally spending, but during a pandemic year, what else
print
can you
that money? Let's go run there, 3D printer. So I was looking at one of these guys, Representative Dan Kildee of Michigan, said the president's words are empty. His threats are empty. Well, I don't know how you know that until he actually does something, but it's makes for good press anyway. And once again, these people on both sides are so clueless about making things or helping things to work well. All right, so, and I guess that's the first of 6, 5, 4, and 3 on the countdown are all related to COVID. The economy, certainly in the situation we're in, needs another stimulus shot in the arm, I guess, much anything else. How, John, you're in Florida on the Space Coast. What's the economy like? Your area is booming because of the space biz. But in Florida in general, Florida's not exactly a huge industrial nation. It's more a residential destination, and it's more of an entertainment destination. So how is the economy affecting life and living in Florida?
Well, good question. Here on the Space Coast, we're not feeling a whole lot of negative effects because, as you mentioned, Doug, the space industry, what it's doing and what is coming in the future. So there is a lot of growth, a lot of housing going
great
on
jobs.
Here,
yeah.
And it's, yeah, it's looking pretty good. However, you go one county to the west of where I sit, that's Orange County, and that is Orlando, that's Disney World, and I've got news for you. Disney World and the other companies and theme parks that are associated with the tourist attractions, they're really hurting. They're down big time. I talked to someone just yesterday who had been to Legoland, which is the former, Doug, you'll remember, the old Cypress Gardens.
Right.
And Legoland has taken that over, and they've redeveloped it. They've done a great job in creating quite a themed attraction there, and families love it and all that. And the person I spoke to said there was nobody there. They were there the other day, this week, and there was nobody there. So the theme parks are really hurting to the tune of billions of dollars. And I would imagine, Jennifer, it might be the same out there in Los Angeles with
we're closed down, actually, still, John. If you could imagine, Disneyland is still closed. It has been since the middle of March. And I think Knott's Berry Farm might be open in some capacity, but I think Universal is still shut down. So they're, by and large, we're still under those shutdown orders.
Yeah, so we're hurting here as far as everything outside of the Space Coast.
All right, so there's that now. So the other areas of concern or focus here with regard to COVID, all the stats, the numbers, people in the hospital. Jennifer has a story to tell because she's had the COVID experience, and her mother has been in the hospital. And you look around at, I don't know that I did ask you this on the DJV program about how many other people were in that hospital with your mother who also had it and being treated for it. Were the majority of people in that hospital?
Yeah, thankfully the hospitalizations are down. This is our local hospital. It's the one that my doctor is associated with. So we like to go there. It's the place where we probably feel the most comfortable. But she has her own room right now. They put her into a telemetry room, and so it's usually a two-person room. Telemetry is when you're on monitors, but you're not in intensive care. So they have frequent checks on monitors, but they're not monitoring you at the nurse's desk. Basically, do you know? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So she was kind of worried because it's the only place. Our hospital has all private rooms except for telemetry. And so there was two beds in her room. They're big rooms, which is nice. But she's like, oh, please don't let this happen, because they put her in with another COVID patient. But so far she's had her own room. The census for the hospital is low. The census for the hospital my fiance Jeff works at, they're also down just to a few patients. So it seems hospitalizations are down. But I also think there are a lot of people who are afraid to go. I know I thought it was the last resort to take my mom to the hospital. We wanted to try to treat her at home to the extent that we could.
Yeah.
So I think people are staying away.
Yeah. Anybody in your circle have this problem, John?
No, fortunately not. I can't say anybody does.
Mm-hmm. No. All right, so that's a good. Well, down in Florida, there were, if you believe the news media, everybody on the street, especially south of you, is dying or is dead on the beach or whatever.
You're all having beach parties and you're being irresponsible and spreading it around. That's what we hear, John. That's what we hear.
Well, that is true. As far as there are a lot of people who are totally ignoring the social distancing, and there are a lot of beach parties and things like that. I think that's letting up. I think people are finally getting the message. I certainly hope so. But it has been, guys. It's been out of control here in the state of Florida, and it's been scary. I know I've limited the amount of outside activities that I do, and I try to do the majority of it from home.
Gives me more time to spend on the tractor. I don't have to worry about anybody chasing me around on the
jet
or giving me anything. Nothing. Zero. Give those good old Massey Those massive Ferguson tractors are a great escape hatch. It's like going into outer space with SpaceX. Yeah. All right, that's kind of a combo of number five and number four. Number three, the discussion of what to do about opening school. This is one of the areas, depending on where you are in the country, has seen the least amount of vision. Most of the solutions to the problem that I've seen anyway, they have no vision. They have no long-term goal. It's just, what do we do today? And maybe that's because we don't know what tomorrow brings, but wow, we spent a lot of money, millions and millions of dollars trying to, you know, new buses and maybe making the schools. I should be out of this.
I just think it's a poor decision to just shut down schools. I live in California, and most schools in California will be shut down to start the semester. Now, the good news is they're making the teachers more accountable in what they're teaching, because the end of the last semester was a disaster. Kids were not getting the attention that they needed. They weren't getting anything.
Nothing.
And so they are trying to make the teachers more accountable, but I still contend in areas where there's an outbreak of cases, we need to have a hybrid school. We need to have a hybrid tracks, kind of like they did when schools went year-round, where once, you know, some students would be on track A, track B, track C, so that kids are at least getting some in-classroom experience. If not, just bring them back and socially distance the teachers, because it's the kids who are less impacted by this. So, I mean, there's a way to do it. I think it's really short-sighted to just shut everything down.
Well, yeah. What are they doing in Florida, John?
Well, I think here in Florida, it is really up in the air as far as the schools and what the various school districts are trying to do. And I think the teachers are threatening to go on strike. And for the most part, schools in the state of Florida would not open as a result. I mean, it's really thrown everything upside down, and the teachers are very concerned about what is going to be happening to the school year. They want to come back, they want to go to work, but they're very concerned about what the future holds for them for the remainder of this school season, or the start of the school season into 2021. So it's very much a hot issue. It's a hot potato that no one has an answer to yet.
Well, one of the things that when you look around and try to get a vision, if you will, in California, listening to what the unions say about, we're not going back to school unless you do this, 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 and this, has nothing to do with running a school. Yeah. Is that modified?
It's like they're holding them hostage, basically. Yeah. No, they're not modifying it. They want, and it's things that have nothing to do with school. You know, it's passing health care for all. It's all of these things that are like a far left wish list. It's strange.
It is strange. All right. On the people list this week, from the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, where you can also, by the way, find Talkers Television, Talkers Radio, all the things that are ancillary to this fabulous business. At number 10, Letitia James. Number 9, Elon Musk. Mike DeWine, governor of Ohio. He has the virus, so he's number 8. Mark Meadows is at 7, no relation to Audrey. Number 6, Mitch McConnell and Nancy Pelosi tied. What a wonderful couple they make. Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx are tied at number 5, another great couple. Cyrus Vance Jr. at 4. Jonathan Swan at 3. Joe Biden is in the number 2 position, with everybody wondering who he's going to pick for his running mate. And Donald Trump is at number 1. Those are the people on the list this week, courtesy of the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better too.
My name is Ann from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost
multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
This is Michael, California, and I take Caltrin, and I feel great. I have a lot of energy, and it's been fantastic.
I started using Caltrin 2 months ago, and I just love it. I had to go buy all new pants. My pants started off didn't. Everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing, and I always tell them I'm doing Caltrin. So I just really, really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Caltrin. For more information, visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. And now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
On the countdown, the story list includes, at number 10, the suit that's been filed by the Attorney General of New York State against the National Rifle Association. At number 9, the big blow-up literally in Beirut this week. At number 8, political correctness, the cancel culture, that sort of thing. Number 7, getting rid of TikTok and our other various and sundry things that we're dealing with regarding our relationship with China. Number 6, the economy. How is it doing as far as you're concerned? Number 5, 4, and 3, all COVID-related, the economy, health care, whether to wear a mask or not, all that good stuff, and opening our school systems up because of the worry, the concern, who gets it? Number 2, Trump Axios interview, and number 1, the presidential race. That's it. That's the scoop. Those are the stories. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, number 1 this week, the focus on the presidential race, who's going to run with Joe Biden. I say it's going to be Michelle Obama. Everybody else says, huh, what? I'm on the fence here. John, where are you personally? Are you? I think you said you were voting for Trump, right? Didn't you tell me that before? Do I remember that?
No way. No way.
Okay. Okay, I'm voting for Trump.
The other John Harper I was talking to. So yeah, what happens? What happens if Biden picks some loser for vice president like Kamala Harris?
Well, in my opinion, I'm going to have to just suck it up and go with it because the alternative I can't see.
Doesn't appeal to you. All right, so Jennifer, there's no question that Pence is going to be on the ticket with Trump, right? Mm-hmm. There's been any question about that.
I believe that to be true, yes.
All right. And Pence this week went after John Roberts. That laid an egg, though, because a lot of people like John Roberts, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I think he's kind of in the middle. I mean, it's hard because they're not supposed to be political, so it's hard to insult him for that.
John Harper, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Talk Radio Review for the first week of August.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexmer Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now. It's Tech Talk time, a review for the weekend of the top five technology items as edited by Victoria Keelan. But because she's not here, Doug Steffen goes through the list. Starting at number five, Honda recalling 600,000 vans and SUVs because of a faulty software chain that can, among other things, cause the backup camera to fail and the driver display to malfunction or reboot. I just kind of laughed at this because people are so now dependent on these sorts of things, and you know, cars only recently had them, what, the last 10 years or so? So if you have an Odyssey anyway, or a Passport, or a Pilot, you've probably got a car outfitted with incorrect instrument panel control software. Can cause the display not to show some of the information that you know, the engine oil pressure, speed, that sort of thing, because it's all computerized. So anyway, this is not a great thing, and you should get it checked out if you're driving a Honda. Number four on our tech list this week, the Samsung Galaxy Watch 3 is out there. It's now included a heart monitoring electrocardiogram app, which has been cleared by the FDA. Second smartwatch in our country to feature this thing. The Apple Watch received clearance back in 2018. The FDA clearance means that the watch can be used as a medical device. Not the same thing as full approval, which is a high standard only given to high-risk Class 3 devices like pacemakers. They go through a lot of testing. Samsung's app is a lower-risk Class 2 product, and the Apple EKG app is also Class 2. It's not clear when the Samsung app will be made available here in our country. The existing Galaxy Watch Active 2 already had an EKG feature, but it hasn't been usable here. The EKG app was cleared and activated in South Korea in May. It's not clear if it'll be unlocked on the Active 2 status for us here right away. The Galaxy Watch 3 also has a blood pressure and blood oxygen monitor. Those features haven't received clearance yet, and they are going to be available in our country. Okay, number three on the countdown, working our way to number one, Google shared a detailed timeline for Google Play Music's shutdown. Access will be revoked next month for users in New Zealand and South Africa, and for users all over the rest of the world in October. By December, the service will shut down all the way, after which you won't be able to transfer your account. Additionally, starting later this month, Google will no longer accept purchases for music within its Play Store. Google is making these moves now because they've got their YouTube music service in full swing. So that's the replacement. Just a couple of months ago, it started allowing Google Play Music users to transfer practically every facet of their libraries to the new service. Transferring all of that content is pretty simple. Just open the YouTube Music app for the first time. Bingo, it does it automatically. You'll see something similar to the screen posted. Then there's a how-to on the process if you need some more assistance. Google promised that it would give plenty of notice in advance of Play Music shutting down, so it's made good on that, I guess, with this announcement. So continue to use the service till it shuts down if you want to. Get a new device with Android 10 loaded on. You'll find YouTube Music pre-installed in place of the Google Play Music. So you might want to begin the adjustment process if you have that utility. Number two this week, the focus on that Twitter hacker and the hearing that got bombed, Zoom bombed in a manner of speaking. Everybody's using Zoom. So listen to this. A 17-year-old Florida student named Graham Ivan Clark arrested and charged as the mastermind behind the massive Bitcoin scam. Remember, Obama got hit and Joe Biden, Bill Gates, Bezos, Apple, all of them. He pulled it off by posing as a member of Twitter's IT department, used Twitter's own admin tool to break into the accounts. The court publicly revealed last week that it would hold hearings over Zoom, no password required. So naturally, all hell broke loose. Trolls decided to Zoom bomb the entire hearing, spewing disgusting noises, piping in distracting music, and some porn, all that good stuff. The judge spent more time force ejecting trolls than he did delivering his decision, which, by the way, was to keep Clark's bail at $725,000 over six times the amount of Bitcoin that he has gotten in this Twitter scam. So there's that one. Number one this week, TikTok. President Trump claims that TikTok will be out of business in the U.S. by September 15th if the Chinese parent company doesn't sell it or provide the U.S. Treasury Department with a lot of money. So let's see where all that goes, those of you who love TikTok. That's number one this week in the Tech Story Department. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Would you get on an airplane if you knew it had a 50% chance of crashing? You may be riding that plane right now. If you have your money in a 401k or IRA and you plan to take out the recommended percentage each year when you retire, your chance of running out of money is 50%. 50%. But there's a better and safer way to secure your income in retirement. Discover how in a free book called Rescue Your Retirement. This wealth building strategy has never had a losing year in more than a century. In fact, even the man who invented the 401k now prefers this method instead. Get Rescue Your Retirement free for just a small shipping charge and enjoy a safe landing and a comfortable retirement. Get this free book and make sure you don't run out of money. Hurry, this offer is extremely limited. To get your free copy, just go to growwealthsafely.com. That's growwealthsafely.com to discover how to rescue your retirement. growwealthsafely.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump has ordered a ban on two popular but suspect apps due to their connections with China.
President Trump has zeroed in on two controversial smartphone apps, TikTok and WeChat, with executive orders that ban transactions with the Chinese owners of those apps. Based on reports, the apps share personal information of users with China's communist government.
Keith Peters reporting. The bans take effect in 45 days, but there are legal gaps and there are expected litigations against the orders. Meanwhile, Microsoft is in talks to buy parts of TikTok. The Israeli military says it struck a Hamas target in the northern Gaza Strip in response to the continued launches of explosives-laden balloons from the Palestinian territory into Israel. In a brief statement on Sunday, the army said an aircraft struck a Hamas observation post in northern Gaza. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's taking a trip. He'll travel to Central and Eastern Europe in the coming week. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has details.
During a week-long trip to four countries, Pompeo will discuss efforts to counter Russian and Chinese influence in the region and talk about U.S. troop deployments on the continent. The State Department says the secretary will visit the Czech Republic, Slovenia, Austria, and Poland. The trip comes as the Pentagon prepares to redeploy thousands of American troops from Germany. Pompeo is also expected to raise U.S. concerns about countries allowing the Chinese telecom giant Huawei into their 5G networks. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Officials say an earthquake shook much of North Carolina Sunday, rattling homes, buildings, and residents. National Weather Service in Greenville said the 5.1 magnitude trembler struck Sparta at 8:07 a.m. following a much smaller quake several hours earlier. It was the largest earthquake to hit the state since 1916. More at townhall.com.
Relief factor. Effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com. And then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
Britain's military says it's been asked by the government to help prevent people from reaching the UK from France in small boats.
The Ministry of Defence said it had received a request from the Home Office to support UK border force operations in the Dover Straits. Britain's Conservative government has talked tough after dozens of crossings by migrants during recent weeks of warm summer weather. On Thursday, 235 people landed or were brought ashore from boats in the English Channel, a record number for a single day. Zaria Shackley, London.
Thousands working around the clock in Mauritius trying to reduce the damage to the Indian Ocean from an oil spill after a ship ran aground on a coral reef. An estimated 1 ton of oil from the Japanese ship's cargo of 4 tons has already escaped into the sea. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Texas Parks and Wildlife Department says 3 employees died after their helicopter crashed.
The department says the group was surveying desert bighorn sheep in the Black Gap Wildlife Management Area near the U.S.-Mexico border on Saturday when the helicopter went down. The crash killed wildlife biologist Dewey Stockbridge, technician Brandon White, and veterinarian Dr. Bob Dittmar. A private pilot survived and was taken to El Paso for treatment. Governor Greg Abbott called it a tragic accident. John Scott reporting.
Organizers of Ceasefire Weekend are marking the 3rd anniversary of their message to stop gun violence in Baltimore. The city just passed 200 homicides so far this year and has had more than 300 murders in each of the past 5 years. Over the last 30 days, the city's reported 32 homicides. Most killings involved guns. Some victims included teenagers and young children. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
Our August series is called Diagnosis Writer. Each episode, we're taking a close look at identifying common but difficult problems and pinning down their solutions. September spotlights designing interesting characters with interesting skill sets.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
This is Reading Electric Utility Director Dan Beans. REU is proud to be part of the economic relief to our customers during this difficult time. All REU customers are receiving $250 in credits on their City of Reading utility accounts. In the near future, commercial customers will have the ability to make monthly payments on their outstanding utility account balance for up to 24 months with no interest. REU and the Chamber of Commerce are proud to work together to assist commercial customers as we move forward. Visit readingchamber.com or cityofreading.org for more information or questions related to this important local effort.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas has been in business for 23 years, and my daughter, Karen, has worked here for 22 of those years. She started out driving our big delivery truck, filling tanks when it was 110 degrees in the summer and in the snow in the winter. Many years ago, she moved from delivery and field work to the office with my wife, Judy. Judy is retired, and now Karen is taking over her responsibilities. To further our commitment to locally owned and family-operated businesses in Shasta County, I'm introducing my daughter Karen to you, so if you call the office and I'm not here, ask for her or her husband, Jason. Karen, please say hi.
Hi, this is Karen Wehunt, Chuck's daughter. Since Chuck and Judy are spending more time together outside of the business, my husband Jason and I are here holding down the fort. We are here to answer any questions you may have and to continue the great service our customers have received these many years. Please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
What is community? A location? A place to live and work? Or is it something more profound? A force deeper than words can describe, uniting us to reach out and support each other. No matter the trial or circumstance, we are one. Shasta Regional Medical Center is proud to stand strong with our community. We know we can get through anything when we do it together. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here.
So they have.
Well, won't the clothes burn?
No, not as well as logs. Hey, you know, Mr. Niles, when the house is all finished, I'll call in an electrician and have him wire plenty of lights and make it a real modern house.
Oh, pardon me for talking in your face, Senorita, but I could do the lighting for you.
No, thanks, Pedro. You fixed us good when we took over this motel. You know, I didn't mind it when I turned on the vacuum and got Frank Sinatra. I didn't mind it when the percolator struck 3 o'clock. But when I pushed the button in the garage and Grandpappy came sliding out in the bathtub, that was going too far. Hello?
This is one of the bricklayers. Boy, what fun.
Fun? What are you doing?
I'm lying out here by the concrete mixer. We're both getting stiff together.
Oh, well. I gotta get busy and help out, too. Who'll help me with the plastering?
Senorita, I used to be a plasterer. In fact, when I see a calcium brush, I get that old ceiling.
Pedro, as far as I'm concerned, your ceiling is zero.
Oh, muchas gracias, senorita.
A mess of grass to you too, Pedro. Well, never mind that now. You just get back to work. Here, you hold that nail and I'll hit it with the hammer.
Okie dokie, you hit it. Oh, senorita, you hit your finger with a hammer.
No, I didn't, Pedro. I hit your finger.
You did?
Yes, I did.
Say, Miss Judy, would you like to inspect the work we've done?
Yeah, Eddie, as a matter of fact, I don't like the looks of this house. I think I should have called in some real carpenters.
Oh, do not say that, Senorita. Here, you can climb this ladder and look at the roof, but please be careful, the ladder I make is a little flimsy.
Flimsy? I'll say it is. It's the first time I ever tried to climb a Venetian blind.
To tell you the truth, Miss Judy, I don't like the way that Pedro and Sylvester put up the framework.
I agree with you, Eddie, my boy. Looks awful shaky to me, too. No, but maybe it's one of those California rhythm houses.
California rhythm houses?
Yeah. Sway and shake with our next earthquake.
Anyhow, Judy, the boys fixed you a nice cellar to store your canned vegetables and fruit.
Yeah, that's one good consolation. Let's go take a look at it.
All right, come on, Judy. Now, remember, there's no floor. You'll have to walk on these boards laid across the beams.
Well, I'll hold your hand, Mr. Niles.
Oh, okay, but be careful now where you're walking.
Gee, it's dark in here. Pedro, you are not supposed to paint over the windows, too. Whoops! Catch me, Mr. Niles, I'm falling!
But I do not think it is too deep.
No, then listen to this. Hello there, how are you?
Oh, hi, Mom. You may find me, Missy. Welcome to Chongqing.
Well, thank goodness I won't have to listen to Mercy Jones down here.
Well, folks, while Judy is on her way back from Chongqing to sing her next song, I have a little reminder for you. Think this over, will you? The package of Colgate tooth powder I want you to get tonight promises you a breath that's sweet and a smile that dazzles. Now, that's quite a promise, isn't it? But it's based on facts, because Colgate tooth powder not only banishes dull film quickly and safely from your teeth, not only leaves them with sparkling brilliance, but at the same instant, it gives you a breath that's sweet and wholesome. And those are facts, friends, for scientific tests have proved beyond question that Colgate tooth powder actually stops oral unpleasing breath. Remember, Colgate tooth powder. And here's Judy with another song, a popular American favorite, Low and Lonely Over You.
Low and lonely, sad and blue. Crying, I'm low and lonely over you. Do you miss me? Say you do. Tell me, darling, please tell me true. Do you yearn, dear, for my return, dear? I'm low and lonely over you.
Saying, oh, if I could only do something fine, something big and important for the war effort. Yes, you'd fly a plane, you'd go into the swampy jungles to care for the sick and wounded. You'd do anything, yes, anything. But you can't. You're tied down with a house and family. But lady, listen, you're the very one who can do something important every day of your life. You can save your used cooking fats. You see, used cooking fats are needed, urgently needed, for making sulfa drugs, vaccines, and other precious life-saving medicines. They're needed, too, for making gunpowder and other war materials. Now, you don't give your waste fats to the war effort, you sell them. For every pound you turn in, your butcher pays you 4 cents and 2 meat points. So, save and sell every ounce of waste cooking fat, even if it's black or burned. Save it. Pour it into tin, not glass, and take it to your butcher the very first thing. The fat you save and sell today may save a soldier's life. Yes, a wounded lad in Italy, a fighting Marine in the Pacific, or an airman in the Aleutians may escape death because you saved your bacon grease. So start today. Thank you.
Well, folks, folks, despite all our trouble in fixing up the motel, we'll see y'all here next week. On account of the shortage of gasoline and the lack of tourists, we're going to make our motel into a combination auto camp and rest home for people that enjoys peace and quiet. So if any of you folks just want a simple spot with simple people, meet all of us here next Tuesday at this very same time. This is simply yours, Judy Canova in Hollywood, saying thanks a lot and good night, soldier, wherever you may be. My heart's lonely without you. Good night, soldier.
Remember, for a breath that's sweet and a smile that dazzles, use Colgate tooth powder. This is Ken Niles saying, see y'all next Tuesday. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
From March 7th, 1944, and how about the great Mel Blanc playing multiple characters in that episode? Even using his Speedy Gonzales voice as Pedro, and another Looney Tunes character, Sylvester the Cat, as a human, also named Sylvester. He could truly do it all. I'm Greg Bell, and up next here on When Radio Was, we'll shift over to the realm of science fiction, as Dimension X presents A Time Travel Story, which begins right after this break.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Tech has changed virtually everything in our lives today, including health, wellness, and fitness. And from counting calories to counting steps, did you know that tech is also a big part of the WW, or Weight Watchers, program? Kevin O'Brien from WW explains.
At the core of our program are proprietary algorithms built over decades as it relates to people's weight loss and healthy habits. And that in and of itself, I guess, is a form of technology. But more obviously is the way we make use of technology to bring the program to our members on a day-to-day basis. What's magic, I think, about WW is the way it helps simplify the decisions that somebody needs to make about being healthier and about achieving a healthy weight. All of our members are on the app, and some of our members are going to workshops every week. And really, the app simplifies working with the program. It allows our members to take the program where they want to go. It allows them to take them with them.
And the workshops are free to check out.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movement and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's the final days to save up to $500 on select Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds, plus special financing on all Smart Beds. Ends Wednesday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to COO Dylan Miskowitz, who needed to hire a director of coffee for his company, Cafe Altura.
We would look through lots of applications for people who were not qualified. It definitely felt like we were looking for a needle in a haystack.
So Dylan started using ZipRecruiter and found his perfect candidate in a few days. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free.
We were very impressed with how quickly we had quality candidates apply through ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is a powerful tool in our hiring process.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Welcome back to When Radio Was and Sci-Fi. Based on a story by American science fiction writer H. Beam Piper, this is Time and Time Again, with David Anderson as Alan and Joseph Curtin as his dad. It's from July 12, 1951.
Adventures in time and space, told in future tense. The National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with Street and Smith, publishers of astounding science fiction, bring you Dimension X. It happened during a routine skirmish in the Great War. Patrols advanced from the defense perimeter under jet cover and preceded by napalm throwers. The enemy defended in depth and mopped up with guided 98s fired from 40 miles to the rear. The blast area was 10 miles in circumference, and the medics didn't find much to pick up over 500 yards in.
Take it in here. Look out, it's lousy with mud.
Okay,
get those men out.
Yes, sir.
Get a move on. Line them up. Come on. Easy, easy. You want to kill them? Okay, take it away.
They might have left these Joes where they was. Half of them won't last till the plane comes.
As long as they're alive, they'll be treated. Get out the tags, Travis. Start talking names.
Yes, sir. This one must have been 1,000 yards in.
Get his dog tag out.
What a mess. Here. Hartley Allen, Captain G5, Chem Research, AN-73D, number SO-238-6943J.
Allen Hartley?
Allen Hartley.
Well, if that could be the Hartley that wrote Children of the Mist and Conqueror's Road.
Never heard of him. Major, I think maybe he's part conscious. Maybe I should give him another shot.
Go ahead, Sergeant. There isn't much else we can do for him. It's a rotten shame.
Ain't it always? Okay, Captain, give me your arm. There.
Can't stay in bed all day.
I remember that. Clear as if it were real.
Up and at 'em. Hit the deck.
Remarkably vivid. Strange.
Alan, you all right?
I'm all right. What's wrong with my voice? It's too high.
What are you doing? Practicing singing?
My voice has changed.
Is that all? You're growing up. Happy birthday, son.
Happy birthday?
Hey, wake up, son. Wake up.
I am awake.
Come on, out of bed.
I don't understand.
Breakfast waiting. Now, out of bed or I'll turn it over.
All right, all right. It's a dream.
Maybe, but you're wide awake now.
I am awake now.
Well, half awake anyway.
That's the Bell of St. Boniface, isn't it? Is it?
Are you kidding? You forget today's your birthday?
No. No, I didn't forget.
Neither did I. Here, son. Happy 13th birthday. You won't guess what's in here.
A rifle. A light 22 rifle.
How'd you know that?
I remembered.
Did I spill the beans sometime? I could have sworn it'd be a surprise. Well, go on, open it. Like it?
Yeah. Yeah. It's perfect, Dad.
I'll be shaving, Alan. Come down to breakfast when you're ready. Yeah, it's a big day today. You're almost a man.
Almost.
You're still groggy. Snap out of it, Alan.
I will. There's a dream in it somewhere. But I'm not sure which.
What?
Never mind, Dad. I'll be right down for breakfast.
Now for coffee. Mrs. Stauber makes the best in town.
A black for me.
A what?
Oh, I mean...
You may be 13, Alan, but they're still a little young for coffee, especially black.
Oh, I wasn't thinking.
What are you going to do today, son?
I want to do some reading this morning, I guess.
Yeah, that's always a good thing to do. After breakfast, suppose you take a walk down to the station and get me a Times.
Didn't it come?
What, the Times? They don't deliver. Be a good idea, though. Maybe I'll talk to Sam Ashburn about it. Here's a half dollar, Alan. Get it?
Thanks, Dad.
Finish your milk before you go.
Oh, sure, Dad.
And hurry back. I like to finish the crossword puzzle before lunch.
One Times. Tell your father the puzzle's a stinker.
Thanks, Mr. Ashburn.
Look out for the trucks when you cross the highway.
Oh, I'll go across Elton's lot shortcut.
Elton's? You'll have a hard time crossing there, son. There's four buildings on that block.
I thought they burned down.
Seen them this morning, big as life.
Oh, I guess that didn't happen yet.
What'd you say?
Oh, nothing, Mr. Ashburn. I was just muttering.
In my days, youngsters talked up.
Yes, sir. Oh, bye, Mr. Ashburn. Monday, August 6, 1945. Okinawa 1, bombing Japan.
Hey, Alan, wait up.
Larry Morton. Hiya, Larry.
Hi, Al. Hey, you want to have a catch or something?
No, I have some things I want to do at home.
Wow, get him. Fancy pants talk. Things I want to do at home.
Oh, go chase yourself around the block.
Go jump in a garbage can, will you?
Go take a flying jet to the moon.
Hey, that's a new one. A flying jet to the moon. Hey, you thought up a new one, Al.
Yeah.
Hey, how about us going swimming at the canoe club's after?
Gee, I wish I could. I gotta stay home. Zafter.
You see the football movie at the Grand? Boy, what a team. Notre Dame.
I thought you liked Cornell.
Cornell? Ha, they couldn't even beat Vassar.
You're going to Cornell, aren't you?
Me? Cornell? Fat chance.
I'll bet you do.
I wouldn't take your money.
I know you wouldn't. You'll go to Cornell, all right.
Cornell. Far above Cayuga's waters, there's an awful smell.
Just the same. You'll go to Cornell. I've got to hurry, Larry.
Well, so long, Al. See ya.
So long, Larry. See ya.
Stuck in this corner. A seven-letter word to mix in proportion.
Titrate.
Huh? T-I... It fits. How'd you know that, Alan?
What? Oh, I read it somewhere, I guess.
Oh. What are you reading now? Tarzan again?
No, not Tarzan.
It's refreshing to see you with a book. Sometimes I think I ought to forbid comic books in the house. Yeah, they must be raising the devil with those bombing raids in Japan.
How long do you think the war in Japan will last, Dad?
Oh, I'd say the middle of 1946. We'll have to invade those islands foot by foot.
I wouldn't be surprised if the war was over very suddenly.
How? By magic? There isn't a thing on earth will make those Japanese surrender. You expect somebody to make a pass and it'll be all over by this afternoon?
That's just about it.
Mr. Audley, excuse me. Could I see you for a minute?
Oh, hello, Mr. Gutchall. Sure.
That's Frank Gutchall, Dad?
That's right.
Excuse me. Didn't mean to disturb you, Mr. Hartley.
That's quite all right. It's a lovely day, isn't it, Mr. Gutchall?
The Lord's world is always beautiful.
Oh, of course, Mr. Gutchall.
Mr. Hartley, I wonder if you could lend me a gun and some bullets. Huh? My little dog's been hurt and it's been suffering. Something terrible.
Oh, it's too bad.
I want a gun to put the poor thing out of its pain. Oh,
of course. How would a 20-gauge shotgun do? You wouldn't want anything heavy.
I was hoping you'd let me have a little gun. Maybe so big.
A pistol?
So I could put it in my pocket. Wouldn't look right for a godly man to carry a hunting gun through town. I don't hold with killing innocent creatures. People wouldn't understand that it was for a work of mercy.
Of course I understand. You're a very religious man.
The whole world is evil, Mr. Hartley.
Sometimes it certainly looks like it. Well, I have a Colt 38 special from the auxiliary police outfit.
That's fine, fine.
You'll have to bring it right back, Mr. Gutchall. I might be called out.
Dad, Dad, wait a minute. I just remembered.
Remembered what, son?
Aren't there some cartridges left for the Luger? Then you wouldn't be without the Colt.
Hey, that's right. I've got a German automatic, Mr. Gutchall, I could let you have. That way I wouldn't get stuck.
Wait, Dad, I'll get it. I know where the cartridges are.
Well, be careful, son. Well, Mr. Gutchall, it sure turned out nice after all that rain.
Hello, police headquarters. This is Blake Hartley. Frank Gutchall, who lives on Campbell Street, has just borrowed a gun from me ostensibly to shoot a dog. What? No, he has no dog. He intends shooting his wife. Yes, I'll take out the firing pin. You'll walk home. If you hurry, you can get a man there in time. Right.
Kept you, Alan.
I couldn't find the cartridges at first. I'll show Mr. Gutchall how it works. It's all loaded, ready to shoot. This is a safety. Just push it forward and up. There are 8 shots in it.
Did you load the chamber, Alan?
Oh, sure. It's unsafe now. You understand how it works, Mr. Gutchall?
Yes, yes, I understand. Thank you, Mr. Hartley. Thank you, Sonny. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Gutchall. Return the gun when you're done.
Yes, I'll be done with it soon. Goodbye.
Alan, you shouldn't have loaded that gun.
I guess it's all over now. I had to keep you from falling with it. Didn't want you to see I took out the firing pin.
You what?
Gutchall didn't want that gun to shoot a dog. He's a fanatic. He sees visions, hears voices. The voices probably put him up to this. I'll submit that any man who holds intimate conversations with disembodied spirits isn't to be trusted with a gun. He wants to shoot his wife.
What are you talking about?
While I was upstairs, I called the police. I put a handkerchief over my mouth and told them I was you.
You? Why'd you have to do that?
I couldn't have told them. This is little Alan Hartley, 13 years old.
And suppose he really wants to shoot a dog. What kind of a mess will I be in then?
No mess, because I'm right. But you'll have to front for me. They give me a lot of cheap boy hero publicity, which I don't want.
This is crazy, Alan. This is absolutely crazy.
We'll have the complete returns in 20 minutes.
We're halfway through this episode of Dimension X. Stay tuned for more right after this.
The man in the saddle is angular and long-legged. His skin is sun-dyed brown. The gun in his holster is gray steel and rainbow mother of pearl, its handle unmarked. People call them both the six-shooter.
James Stewart stars as the six-shooter in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Gray Steel.
You're going to let him kill me, huh?
Nobody's going to kill you, Robbie. Now you just sit tight.
Cash! Cash, I'm coming out!
This ain't your affair, Fred. I told you that.
It's my affair now!
Save $15 on The Six Shooter, Gray Steel, today. It's regularly $39.98, but When Radio Was listeners can get it right now for only $24.98. Plus, get free shipping. Order The Six Shooter, Gray Steel, today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code SHOOT33. This offer is available for a limited time only to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Holmes, it can't be.
But it is, Watson, beyond any shadow of doubt.
Yes, beyond any shadow of doubt. The Dog Days of Summer sale at radiospirits.com is filled with plenty of danger, daring, and deduction. For a limited time, pay half price on every Sherlock Holmes CD box set. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code HOLMES50 to save 50% now.
I wonder, Watson.
Oh, not really, Holmes. Even you can't find anything to wonder about.
Wonder no more about this great sale. Go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 now and get 50% off every Sherlock Holmes CD collection.
Great heavens, Holmes.
That's HOLMES50 at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248. And pay half price. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
The mayor of a small town in South Carolina spent weeks claiming she had been targeted by a hate crime. She filed a police report saying she and her husband found both their cars covered with a yellow, sticky substance. And she went on a tirade about the history of hate crimes throughout the South. Police investigated but found that the substance was ordinary pollen, which covers thousands of cars parked under trees every spring. Have we become so accustomed to constant news about hate crimes that we see things that just aren't there? This mayor had no evidence, but was quick to jump to conclusions about imaginary criminals. Is American paranoia so out of control that we now see evil under every tree? Government is supposed to protect the rights of citizens, not participate in the blame game.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, and now Joseph Curtin starring in Dimension X.
Mr. Hartley, Mr. Blake Hartley?
That's right.
I'm Detective Sergeant Kaborski from Homicide. Here's your Luger.
Thank you.
I don't know how you spotted that guy, but when we busted in, he was pointing that gun at his wife's wearing a blue streak because it wouldn't go off.
Well, I'm glad I was able to help.
They may have some kind of citation, Mr. Hartley.
Oh, I don't think that's necessary.
Well, in the department, we figure a little publicity never hurt nobody. Even a lawyer, huh?
I really prefer to have it kept quiet.
Well, whatever you say, we'll want you to drop around in the morning for a statement.
I'll be glad to.
Well, thanks, Mr. Hartley. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye, Sonny.
Goodbye, Sergeant. Why don't you take the citation, Dad?
Well, you were right. You saved that woman's life. Let's see you put back the firing pin.
Sure. There.
Suppose we have a little talk.
But I explained everything.
You did not. Yesterday, you wouldn't even have known how to take this pistol apart. Today, you've been using language and expressing ideas that are outside of everything you've ever known before. Now I want to know.
Well, I hope you're not toying with a medieval notion of obsession.
What?
You say I'm changed. When did you first notice this?
Last night you were still my little boy. This morning, I don't know. You've been strange all day. Alan, what's happened to you?
I wish I could be sure myself, Dad. You see, when I woke up this morning, all I could remember was lying on a stretcher injured by a bomb explosion. I was 43 years old and the year was 1975.
1975? That's right, you'll be 43 in 1975. But a bomb?
Yes, during the siege of Buffalo in the Third World War, I was the captain in G5 Scientific Warfare General Staff.
Buffalo? You mean Buffalo, New York?
Yes, there had been a transpolar invasion of Canada. I was sent to the front to check on service failures of a new lubricating oil. I got hit by a bomb blast. I remember being picked up and getting a narcotic injection. The next thing I knew, I was in bed upstairs and it was 1945 again. And I was back in my own 13-year-old body.
Alan, you just had a nightmare to end all nightmares, that's all.
I thought it might be that at first, but I rejected it. It wouldn't fit the facts.
But it's ridiculous. All this Battle of Buffalo stuff. You picked it up listening to the radio. All the commentators have been going on about another war after this one. You've just got an undigested chunk of H.V. Kaltenborn in your subconscious.
But that isn't everything. I remember 4 years of high school, 4 years at Cornell, 7 years as a reporter on the Philadelphia Record, 3 novels, Children of the Mist, Rose of Death, and Conqueror's Road. I wrote detective stories under a phony name. I worked in chemistry. You think a 13-year-old can dream up all that stuff?
But it's the only possible explanation.
Maybe, but I can speak 5 languages today that I couldn't yesterday. French, German, Chinese, Russian, and Spanish. Although I've got a Mexican accent you could cut with a knife.
But how did it happen? I can't believe it.
All I know is here I am. I've been reading up on time theories. Nobody seems to know much about them. Evidently, time exists parallel as another dimension. And I've got kicked backwards and somehow.
But how?
It may have been the radiation from the bomb. Or the narcotic injection. Or both together. But the fact remains I'm here with full knowledge of my future identity.
This is quite a shock, Ellen.
But you do believe me, don't you?
Yes, I suppose I must. You seem so strange, as if you weren't my son.
I'm your son, all right. The same body as yesterday. I've just had an educational shortcut.
Wait a minute. If you can remember the next 30 years, suppose you tell me when the war's going to end. This one against the Japs, I mean.
Sure. The Japanese surrender will be announced at exactly 7:01 p.m. on August 14th, the week from Tuesday. Better make sure we have plenty of grub in the house by then. Everything will be closed up tight till Thursday morning. Even the restaurants. I remember we had nothing to eat in the house but some scraps.
Tuesday week? That's pretty sudden, isn't it?
Not after today.
What do you mean, what happened today?
Plenty. What time is it, Dad?
11:16.
Is your watch right?
To the second, why?
It'll come at exactly 11:17:40.
What'll come?
The radio announcement.
What are you getting at? Something important on the radio? We'll see.
Don't bother, Dad. It won't work. I remember we had a tube burned out.
Yeah, there is something wrong. What is this announcement of yours?
I memorized it in journalism school at Columbia in 1954. What time is it?
11:18.
They're breaking into the programs now. President Truman has just announced that an atomic bomb has been dropped on the Japanese industrial city of Hiroshima. The bomb was dropped 16 hours ago, and the announcement was delayed to ascertain the results of the explosion. A man named John Howard Peterson read the announcement from the Washington newsroom of NBC.
I don't believe it.
No? Listen. That's the burnt plate factory whistle and the bells at St. Boniface. Next, the whistle at the volunteer firehouse.
And it's true. It is true.
Sure. Then Larry Morton came by on his bicycle.
Hey, Al, you hear? You hear about the bomb? An atomic bomb.
Yeah, we heard.
Boy, atomic bomb. Oh, boy. I gotta go find my pop. He's on the golf course. Bye, Al. Bye, Mr. Hartley.
You knew. You knew about it.
The next bomb hits Nagasaki.
I thought that stuff about atomic energy was so much fantasy. What? Was that the kind of bomb that got you?
That was a firecracker compared to the one that got me. It was a guided 98, exploded 10 miles away.
And that's going to happen in 30 years?
I remember it.
How about, how about me? Oh, wait, never mind. I don't think I better know when I'm going to die.
I couldn't tell you anyway. I had a letter from you just before I left for the front. You were 78 then, and you were still hunting and fishing and flying your own plane.
But another war and fought on American soil. Alan, I wish this hadn't happened to you.
It happened. I remember it. But if I can help it, I'm not going to get killed in any Battle of Buffalo.
But if you remember it, if time exists as a parallel dimension, then every tick we're getting closer to that Third World War.
Dad, you know what I remember when Gutcho came to borrow that gun?
Well, I suppose that you suspected him and warned me.
No, that wasn't it. The other time, the first time, when I was really 13. I wasn't home. I'd been swimming at the canoe club with Larry Morton. When I got home about half an hour from now, I found the house full of cops.
But if the gun didn't fire...
What makes you think it didn't? Gutcho talked the .38 out of you, went home, shot his wife 4 times in the body, once behind the ear, and used the 6th shot to blow his own brains out.
That's what you remember?
Yes. But now it hasn't happened because I warned you. Dad, I found out the future can be changed.
One man can't change the whole future.
I stopped the murder and suicide.
I know, son,
but... With 30 years to work, I can stop a world war. I'll have the means.
The means?
Unlimited wealth and influence.
Let's pause for a moment. We'll be back to wrap up this episode of Dimension X right after this.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexper Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dickus.
Pacific Justice Institute offers a free seminar and a comprehensive video that will help business leaders break through this fear to legally live and share their faith with their employees, customers, and communities in ways they never would have dreamed or imagined before.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
No, look at this.
Assault, jet pilot, citation, ponder, middle ground, counter... What is this, code?
Horses! That's a list of Kentucky Derby winners from 1946 to 1970.
You sure?
I learned that list on a bet at the Officers Club in Cincinnati in 1971. Assault paid 8-1. You figure out what we can take in.
Oh, but gambling,
this son. Isn't it gambling. It's a sure thing. When we get rolling, we'll make the Rockefellers look like pikers.
Assault at 8-1. I suppose I could scrape up $5,000. In 10 years, that'll make a lot of money. Any other little thing you have in mind, Alan?
By 1952, we start building a political organization here in Pennsylvania. In 1960, I think we can elect you president.
Oh, of course, President? Isn't that going a little too far?
Why not? Who wouldn't vote for a politician who is always right? Besides, that's one thing we've got to change. In 1960, we had a man in the White House who was good to his wife and sang a nice tenor. And that's about all. He fouled up so completely we ended up at war. I think President Hartley might be a little more trusted to take a strong line.
But I don't know anything about international decisions.
I do. I know all the wrong ones. If we can stop a murder, with time we can stop a war.
How do I start?
Well, as I remember, just after that bomb announcement, you got a phone call from the City Fusion Party about the next election.
Well, there is a lot of talk about a reform ticket.
There it is.
What do I do?
Answer. Go ahead.
But, Alan, I...
Don't worry. I'll tell you what to say. Go ahead.
Hello? Yes, this is Blake Hartley. Judge Crimmins? Well, just a moment. Alan, he's asking me to run.
Oh, my head.
Alan, what's the matter? Alan.
Oh.
He passed out. Alan, what do I do now? Alan, listen to me. Alan, what's the matter? Alan.
Captain Hartley.
He was all right, Doctor. I gave him the shot and he was all right.
He's dead. All right, Sergeant, make up the tag.
Yes, sir.
Hartley, Allen, Captain. Dead August 8th,
1975. Allen, what happened? Alan.
Huh?
Alan, are you all right?
Hi, Dad.
I've got Judge Crimmins on the phone. What do I tell him?
What?
Alan, are you all right? You passed out.
Sure, I'm all right. Hey, today's my birthday, isn't it? What did you get me, Dad? Huh? What did you get me?
Alan, are you all right?
Sure, I'm okay. What did you get for my birthday, huh?
Don't you remember the Third World War?
What Third World War? Gee, Dad, what's the matter? You're looking at me funny.
Judge Crimmins, I'll have to call you back. Goodbye. You don't remember. You're back again, aren't you? Back to 13 years old.
Sure, I'm 13 today. For corn's sakes, Dad.
You must have died up there. It was only a mind transfer. That means now I'm on my own. I have to do it myself without your help.
Help for what? Oh, if it's the grass, I said I'd cut it tomorrow.
No, it isn't the grass. I've got to save your life, Alan. I can't let you die that way in 1975.
What are you talking about, Dad? You sound goofy.
I've got to change it all by myself.
Change what?
Never mind, Alan. You don't know yet. Come on, let's have lunch.
Sure, Dad. Hey, how about my present now? What did you get me for my birthday?
In a minute, son. Go on in.
Hurry up, Dad.
All right. Now, where'd I put that list of horses?
You have just heard another adventure into the unknown world of the future. The world of...
Dimension.
Homecoming is a joyous word, but when the home you're returning to is a burned-out, radioactive planet, and when you cannot even imagine what terrible changes you'll find there, the word then takes on a very different meaning. Next week, Dimension X brings you a strange story called Dwellers in Silence.
Dimension X is brought to you each week by the National Broadcasting Company in cooperation with Street & Smith, publishers of the magazine Astounding Science Fiction. Today, Dimension X has presented Time and Time Again, written for radio by Ernest Canoy, and the story by H. Beam Piper. Featured in the cast were David Anderson as Alan and Joseph Curtin as his dad. Your host was Norman Rose. Music by Albert Berman.
From July 12, 1951. Sadly, a dozen years later, the author of that story, H. Beam Piper, would take his own life. I'll detail that and then wrap up When Radio Was right after this.
MusicRewind.com presents Music by Moonlight, 60 instrumental easy listening favorites on three CDs. Relaxed, your instrumental favorites like Greensleeves by Acker Bilk, Theme from a Summer Place by Percy Faith and his orchestra, Beautiful Dreamer by Mantovani, and many more. This 60-song compilation today for the amazingly low price of $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Order now and receive a special bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code MOON77. Light Bay with Billy Vaughn and his orchestra, and discover Love Letters in the Sand with the Three Sons by ordering Music by Moonlight now at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Remember to enter or mention promo code MOON77 for reduced shipping. This three CD set of timeless instrumental hits can be yours today for only $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Don't forget promo code MOON77 to save on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
The politically correct thought police are at it again at Clemson University, where professors can no longer expect students to come to class on time. Campus diversity training materials now suggest that expecting people from other cultures to show up on time is racist. Instead of teaching students the kind of responsibility that will be required in the job market, these professors are being told that to be inclusive, they must recognize cultural differences that may impact the meeting and adjust accordingly. What needs to be adjusted is this misguided policy. I spent several years teaching college classes, and I can tell you, you can't even teach political correctness if students don't show up to the class. It just isn't that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about American science fiction writer H. Beam Piper. At age 60, possibly due to financial or personal issues, he shot himself to death. And in his suicide note, he gave an explanation that I don't like to leave messes when I go away. But if I could have cleaned up any of this mess, I wouldn't be going away. Signed, H. Beam Piper. I'm Greg Bell, and sorry about ending on a downer. But hey, folks, take a little time and remember to visit us over at the website. Easy to remember. It's WhenRadioWas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.